The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, yeah. Best show! Best show. Best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of the best show. And tonight, I present to you the first episode of Dog-cember. No Dude-vember is over. Now we transition away from humans in their entirety. Dog-cember. Only dogs and dog owners tonight on the best show. Call in with your dog. 201-332-3484. Tonight we will have barking contests. Can your dog bark? Then you call the best show. Let your dog bark. Do you sing songs about your dog? Call up and sing a song that you sing to your dog. Prizes will be awarded at the end of the show. And if you have a dog that needs a name, I will name your dog. That and more. Dog-cember is underway. On the best show.
Jersey, back again.
yeah! What if I just did the show like that? Everybody, it's Tom. Do you think the show would be wildly unpopular or more popular, Mike? If that was my voice? Hey everybody, it's Tom. It's the best show. But if that was just my voice, I would. Couldn't sound any worse, right? Mike's over here checking. Mike wants people to know that dogs, if they go to apmike.bandcamp.com, dogs can also buy things there. Not just humans. Things are for the dogs are allowed to make purchases there. So, go about it. Go get the dogs. Head over. Why dogs? Because tonight is the first night in what will be a proud tradition on the best show, I'm sure. Dog-cember. The first December of every, the first week of every December will be Dog-cember. And what is Dog-cember? Well, tonight, I want to hear from dogs and dog owners only. But you better have your dog with you. And we're going to have barking contests. Whoever gets their dog going the most. And I'm going to talk to your dog. I want to hear you, the dog owner, sing the songs you sing about your dog tonight. So listen, you call 201-332-3484 and you get your dog ready to talk to me. I'm talking to dogs. Dog-cember. And we will also I will name dog. If you have a dog, you got a name. I'll help you name your dog. All sorts of dog stuff. You call, we'll talk all about dogs. I also will judge your dog's name, too. Like, how did you get, I want to find out how your dog got its name. And I will give your dog's name a report card grade. Like, Dudio's got a dog. What's your dog's name again? Hans. It's a B+. I'll give Hans a B+. How'd you name Hans Hans? He's a dachshund, so he's German. So you naturally wanted to respect his roots. So his name is Hans. Is named after Hans Gruber from Die Hard. But your dog's not a villain. Nah, your dog's not a villain. Dog talk. Dog-cember. Here we go. We just heard from, that's right, a giant dog. Get it? From their album Pile, which might be one of my favorite albums, if not my favorite album this year, Pile. You heard 17. That's on Merge Records. You like that, Mike? You like a giant dog? Did you like when they came down here and hung out? They're cool. Oh, God, he transit. I gotta get them T-shirts. Yeah. Can't just let the thing lay that you liked them. Gotta get them massive shirts. Hey, Andrew and Sabrina. Here's some massive shirts. This guy. He's always playing the angles. He's always on his grind, AP Mike. He's always on his grind. That's what's inspiring. You should do a show like, you know the show Atlanta? Have you seen that yet? You should do a show. It's basically, it's Donald Glover, right? And he's trying to just make it. and he's a promoter. He's trying to manage his cousin, who's a rapper. But he's always hustling, trying to get it going. What about a show called Bayonne, right? Where you're just hustling, trying to just make it. I would love to see that show. But you'd play yourself in it, right? And then at times we would cut to the making of the show. Kind of like on Sanford and Son, when once in a while they would show Red Fox, like would be a character on it. Because Red Fox was clearly so bored playing Fred Sanford that once in a while be like, we're going to go see a taping of Red Fox is doing a thing. And then that way Red Fox could like didn't have to wear like junkyard clothes, which clearly he was not that into. God, let me get that successful at something where I can just make some insane pronouncement like that, that I'm going to wear my own clothes and play myself. And starting us off, we heard the Nightbirds, not dogs, but birds. Nightbirds, they are from New Jersey and they are great. From their record, Nightbirds at Muscle Beach, we heard Left in the Middle. That's on Fat Wreck. Boards. Nightbirds, Pride in New Jersey, flying the flag. All right. Have an announcement to make tonight. I teased it last week. I'll make it in a little bit. But let's go to the phone. Who's good here, Mike? Three. Best show, welcome.
Hi, how's it going, Tom?
That's going right. To whom am I speaking?
This is Rand from Brooklyn.
Rand from Brooklyn.
Yes.
What's up, Rand?
Nothing, just watching this Knicks Heat game.
Battle of the Titans.
Yeah.
Battle of the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah, Hassan Whiteside is beating the Knicks up pretty good.
Good. But, it's on my fantasy team. I hope the Heat lose, but I hope he scores 900 points. I hope their final score is 902 to 900.
Fair enough.
Look.
But, yeah, I wanted to call in, especially for December here, because I had the pleasure of watching a couple episodes of The Littlest Hobo.
Ah, this is some good dog talk. Back when Chip Zdarsky and Emma from Toronto were in studio, they told us all about a show called The Littlest Hobo, which is a Canadian show about a super dog, basically.
Yeah, it was excellent. The first episode I picked is random and... Littlest Hobo. He has a different name every episode because he doesn't actually have a name. So in this particular episode, he was helping a forest ranger there's a forest fire. And, so he's named Smoke. And at some point in the middle of the show, he jumps out of an airplane, parachutes out of an airplane with an antidote for a sick child. It was excellent.
So the dog parachutes himself?
Well, like, with help of the ranger, like, you know, the ranger and the doctor in the plane, and the, you know, somebody has to parachute out because the landing strip is closed, mm-hmm. and they won't get the antidote in time to the sick kid.
Sure.
And so, Smoke goes and gets the parachute and brings it to the ranger, and the ranger says, oh, Smoke, you're so smart, and straps him up, and they basically throws him out of the airplane.
All right, but he gets the medicine to the kid?
For sure.
So, Rand, do you have a dog?
Not currently.
Best show?
Yeah.
I didn't say hey, we're here to talk. Hey, hold on a second, bro. I didn't say we're here to talk. Yeah, hold on. Okay. Hold your horses.
Horses are held. Yogi.
Oh, you're close to getting hung up on... You're so close. Yogi, what's that mean?
Yogi's my good boy. He's my dog.
Okay, hold on. You got a dog. What's your name?
I'm Joe.
Joe, where are you calling from, Joe?
I'm calling from Toronto, originally from St. Petersburg, Florida.
All right, so tell me about...
I got a dog.
Tell me about this dog, Yogi, of yours.
Well, right now I'm feeding him peanuts, and he tends to get a little excited when I feed him peanuts, and something starts to erupt, and it's kind of looking at me currently.
Wait, he has to go to the dog's room?
The dog's in my room. It's just something that, because he's so excited about the peanuts mm-hmm. treats that he loves so much, mm-hmm. there's something that's sort of showing below his belt line.
Ugh. Weird. It's got to make dog December weird. Get off my phone. Guys, got to make it weird. You made it weird. You made dog December weird. That's the name of my podcast. You made dog December weird. What's up with that whole... I'm not even doing it. Sorry. I can't. Never mind. Strike that from the thread of conversation. Not doing it. Not talking about it. It's already bad enough that stuff... Not doing it. Not doing it. Best show, welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Molly in Youngstown.
Molly in Youngstown, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Now, Molly, who do you have a dog?
I do have a dog. He doesn't live with me. He lives with my parents, so I just called to talk about the dog.
Fair enough. So tell me about this dog of yours.
So his name is Henry, and he is a shelter dog, and he is the best dog in the entire world. He is a smooth collie, and he's really neurotic, and he likes to take, 8 or 10 mile hikes in the park, and he loves cats. The cats don't love him, and he likes it when I sing to him.
It sounds like you're talking about like he loves cats, but cats don't love him. It's like you're talking like he likes spicy food. The way somebody's like, I like burritos, but burritos don't like me.
The cats bite back. I guess spicy food does the same thing.
So tell, what kind of songs do you sing to Henry?
So I sing a lot of Bruce Springsteen songs to Henry, and my favorite to sing to him is a Tom Petty song, and it's actually been, handed down from my mom, because my mom used to sing it to our old dog and to the cat. So I sing a version of Free Fallin'.
And how does that go?
It goes, "He's a good puppy. Loves his mama, loves kitties, and girl dogs too. He's a good puppy. He's crazy about Bobo. Loves squirrels, and his grandma too." And by that point, he usually doesn't want to hear anymore.
I have to tell you, that's the greatest thing I ever heard in my life, what you just did.
Thanks.
What was your name again?
You.
I'm so sorry.
I'm Molly.
Molly. Molly, yeah. At the end of the show, I'm going to give I'm going to make two donations, not prizes. You're not going to give prizes to the people. For the singing of humans, singing the songs about their dogs, and also for people who get the barking of dogs. Oh, the best barker gets
that's a good one.
Yeah. And the best song sung by a human that they sing to their dog wins. And we'll make donations to the animal shelter of your choice.
Oh, good.
So, Molly, you're in the lead.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, it's early on, so hopefully I can hold the lead.
Yes, we'll find out. We'll find out. Molly, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye. Hey, Dudio?
Yeah?
Can you turn the heat down?
Turn it up? Okay.
Down, not up. Not up, dude. Not up. I think this guy's so hot out there. What's he making popcorn on the heater? Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Yes. Hi.
It's Colin, formerly from Queens, currently in Austin.
Colin? I'm going to just call you Colin from Austin. What's up, Colin?
Nothing much. I'm a new dog owner. I don't know if you remember, but I did the Spice Harvester fanzine.
Of course.
You know each other. You're on my podcast.
Yeah. Of course I do. Yes. How are you? It's good to hear from you.
It's good to be on the air. Well, I moved to Texas about a year ago. I'm in love with a lady here, and she has a dog, and now I am a step-parent to a dog.
And what is the name of this dog?
His name is Gus.
Okay, Gus. What kind of dog is Gus?
He's a shelter dog. He's a rescue, so we don't know exactly, but it's assumed he's a dwarf bloodhound. So he's about the size of a bloodhound with little tiny legs.
Is Gus there?
Yeah, Gus is here.
Can I talk to Gus for a second? Will Gus bark?
You want to talk
can
to Gus?
Can I get Gus to bark?
He's asleep right now. I hear him snore. Let me see what I can do.
Wake Gus up! Oh. Dog's asleep. Dog will go back to sleep.
All right, I had the phone next to his face. Hey, Gus, wake up. Come on.
Splash some water on him.
I'm not going to splash water on my dog.
Dump a bucket of water on the dog to wake him up.
Can't do it. He's an angel. You don't dump a bucket of water on an angel, Tom.
Just dump a glass of water on him.
Okay, come on. Come on, baby man. You want to wake up?
Wake up, Gus. Gus.
Oh, he's waking up.
Yeah, of course he is. Gus, wake up. Gus. Gus.
Yeah, here he is. He's getting excited. He's sitting up. He can hear it.
Gus, wake up. Gus!
You hear that?
Did he bark? I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, no, I was talking to him.
Oh, okay.
He's wagging his tail, though, like a little
mess. Come on, Gus. Gus.
He loves your voice.
Let me talk to Gus for a second. Hey, Gus. What were you dreaming about, Gus? What were you dreaming about? Gus, tell me. Tell me, Gus. Gus don't bark? All right.
I don't think it's going to happen.
All right. Well, you let Gus go back to sleep.
Putting him back to bed.
All right. You put Gus back to bed. All right, bro.
Do you want to hear dog songs?
Oh, yes. So what song do you sing to Gus?
I sing a lot of songs to Gus. This is a very musical household, I think. But
what he's doing,
mostly when we're getting ready for the night walks, because I'm the night walker.
Yeah.
And Becca, my partner, is the morning walker. Mm-hmm. I do a little, I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a leash to wear.
So you're singing the Smiths.
I'm singing the Smiths.
All right, I got to put this down. Colin in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Smiths. And what is it, this charming dog? Does it keep going?
Oh, no, it goes, this man said it's goopy that someone so handsome would care. La-da-da-da-da, this charming ham. Because we call him Pig, because he's shaped like a pig. So I said this charming ham.
All right. I get it.
Very clever.
I love
it.
Colin.
Thank you.
You're in the mix. We'll find out.
I'm happy to be in there.
All right, buddy. I'm glad you're doing well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Best show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Steed.
Steed. How are you, Steed?
Good.
Welcome back. I forgot. Where are you again, Steed?
What Georgia. Part?
Georgia, that's right. What's going on tonight, Steed?
Really nothing. I'm just sitting here.
Do you have a dog, Steed?
I have three dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Are they all there right now?
Well, two of them are. Actually, all three. Mm-hmm.
Now, what are these dogs named?
We have a toy poodle named Buffy, a Pomeranian named Donnie, and we got a Morkie named Tiny Professor, and that comes from a movie called Sugar. My dad named him because he said it comes from a movie called Sugar and Spice when, like, a character says a little kid's name is Tiny Professor.
So that's the where the dog got the Tiny Professor the name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Steed. Do those dogs like to bark?
Yeah.
Can you get those dogs to bark now?
Yeah. Wait.
Get those dogs to bark, Steed. Come on.
Wait a minute. Can you hear them bark?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get them going. Get them go nuts. Put the dog.
What
I said, put the phone right up to the dog when the dogs are barking. Get them going nuts and then put the phone right
they
up.
They just barked so loud.
I know, I heard it, but even go even louder. Go! Bark! Here they go. Let me talk to one of those dogs, Steed.
Who's the dog? My dog's barking.
I want to talk to one of the dogs, please. May I talk to one of the dogs?
Give me.
Okay, who am I going to talk to now? Who am I going to talk to?
You're going to talk to my dog, Tiny Professor.
Okay, Tiny Professor. Hey, Tiny Professor. Go, Tiny Professor. Come on. Tiny Professor, I need to talk to you.
He's not talking.
Mm. All right. I got to say, Steed, so far, though, you are far in the lead with these dogs. These are the categories I'm going to award for tonight. Best song that someone sings to a dog. Best dog barking. And, Steed, you are by far in the lead on that.
We hear a song that I sometimes sing to my dog.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
You are cute, you are cute. Hello, TP, you are cute. You wanna go for a walk? Yes, you do. You wanna get something? It keeps on going like that.
And that's called You Are Cute?
Yes.
All right, Steed, I gotta tell you, that's a nice dog song, You Are Cute. I'm gonna award three categories tonight. Best dog song, best dog barking, and best dog name. And so far, you are in the lead in all three categories.
Yay.
You're in the lead with Little Tiny Professor.
Okay.
And the dog's barking. And you are cute. All right, Steed. You have a great evening.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. My friends.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let me tell you. Oh, God, these guys are flapping their gums out there. AP Mike's talking to Duty. I don't know what they're talking about. What are you flapping your gums about out there?
Dogs. Hans is here.
Dogs. Hans is, okay. Hans is there, to be fair. They're talking about Hans. Mike's probably trying to sell Hans an AP Mike headshot. Hopes Hans comes down with a 10 in his mouth. Right? Mike, here you go, boy. Here, we don't want to make it out to Hans. Mike will give him one of the bent ones. He's a dog. He doesn't know better. I'll give him the headshot off the box, the one they taped to the front of the box. Here you go, boy. My friends, the holidays are coming. And you know when those holidays come, that means it's gift-giving season. And jeepers creepers, with gift-giving season, it is so hard to pick out something nice that is not a piece of junk. And that's why Movement Watches, MVMT Watches. That's a great gift that takes away all the gift-giving anxiety you might have with the mere press of a button. They are great watches, and remember, they start at only $95. These are high-quality watches. Go finish your shopping by going to their website, which I will tell you right now again is mvmtwatches.com. You go check their watches out over there. They have so many different styles. Classic designs, quality construction, and styled minimalism. And people like these watches. People like the fact that these watches are high quality, but super affordable. These watches would be $400, $500 in any kind of store you go to. That's what you're spending for a watch like this. Here, they start at $95. How can they do it? Well, because Movement, they sell the watches online, and they cut the middleman out, and they lower that retail price, giving you the best deal possible. They've sold over 500,000 watches in over 160 countries. So this is what you do. You got people you got to buy presents for? Go to mvmtwatches.com/bestshow, and you will get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns. This is it. This is the time. Make all your shopping hassles vanish. MVMTwatches.com/bestshow. 15% off with free shipping and free returns. They want me to say join the movement. I will not say it. I will say Movement Watches. Tell time, bruh. And the best show is so honored that we are once again sponsored by Squarespace. Whether you need a web page, a gallery, a landing page, a blog, an online store, you can do it all over at Squarespace. It's all included with your Squarespace website. Easy process building those websites. You can add and arrange content and features with the click of a mouse. And you get a free domain, custom domain for free for a year. If you sign up for a year. Beautiful templates. No plugins. Great commerce tools. You track inventory, process orders, send custom emails. And customer support, 24/7 online customer support. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, someone on the team is always online to assist you. So this is what you do. You got that website you want to build. You want to tell everybody 2017's coming. You want to show them what you do. You show them with a website. Go to squarespace.com. Enter offer code BESTSHOW to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace.com. Offer code BESTSHOW. 10% off your first purchase. Tagline, use only if you feel that the ad needs a tagline to wrap up nicely. This is definitely not required. Squarespace, set your website apart. No! Squarespace! Get your website, bruh. It's maybe the only thing Mike laughs at that I do when I say the bruh part of the thing. He laughs when things go wrong. These are the things Mike laughs at. When things go wrong, he laughs. When I'm truly frustrated, we can tell I'm truly frustrated, like it's not a joke anymore. That's when he starts laughing. Like when he can tell I'm probably not going to sleep tonight because of how upset I am. The other time he laughed when I told him about the car crash.
told him. He just started chuckling. And he said, "I'm saying, no, it's not funny. I'm sorry." But he couldn't stop. When I told him it was a deer, he thought that was the funniest thing he ever heard. Then you know what I noticed? He had a remote control for a robot deer. He hid it in his gym bag. I think he sent a robot deer in front of my car that night. Can't prove it yet. When I get him, I'm going to get him now. Columbo style. Best show.
Hello?
Hello. Who's that?
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Who to whom am I speaking?
This is Heidi in D.C.
Heidi in D.C. How
yes.
are you, Heidi? How's it going, Heidi?
It's going okay.
Do you have a dog, Heidi?
I have two dogs.
Two dogs. What are the names of these dogs?
These dogs are named Daphne and Bert, which is short for Bertolucci Rinaldicus Westerberg.
Wait, hold on. Bert is short for what now?
Bertolucci.
Yeah.
Rinaldicus.
Rinaldicus.
Westerberg.
Westerberg. And what is the Westerberg? Is that your actual last name?
No, we've been told that he looks like Paul Westerberg.
Wait, your dog looks like Paul Westerberg?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I thought I saw a Bert in the... did you send a picture?
There was a tweet.
I'm scrolling through here. Looking for a picture of Bert. Let's see. I want to see if this dog looks like Paul Westerberg. Okay, here he is. Yeah, the dog kind of does look like Paul Westerberg.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, I see it. Dog looks a little bit like Paul Westerberg. Not a whole lot like him, but
it's
enough.
It's not the best. It's not, I mean, when he's looking a little more gloomy, he looks a little bit more, resemblance is clearer.
I got to say, that's a pretty good name for your dog. Bertolucci Rinaldicus Westerberg.
Yes, he just started out as Bert, and there were some friends that added on.
What would you think of a dog named Imperius? Is that like a Nazi thing?
Yeah.
Doesn't that have that feel? Like if you were in the park.
I don't know that I would be so excited if I met that dog.
If you were in the park and some guy was like, "Imperius, come here."
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, "Uh-oh." And you'd expect like a German shepherd to come trotting by, right?
Yeah.
If you were at a dog park.
It might be good for a little dog.
If you were at a dog park with Daphne and Bert, and then some guy was like, "Schnell! Schnell!" Like yelling at his dog like that. "Imperius! Schnell!" Would you be,
yeah.
What would you do? Would you gather, you'd gather your dogs and hit the road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bert can't go to dog parks because he's not like nice to other dogs.
Ah, Bert's got a little bit of an edge to him.
Yeah.
Bert, yeah. Does Bert like Daphne?
He loves Daphne.
It's just other dogs Bert ain't so...
Especially bigger dogs. But we had Daphne first, and then we took Daphne to the shelter when we got Bert.
Ah.
And we didn't know. I mean, he fell in love with her right away, and then he turned on us when we started taking him to the dog park.
Well, can I ask you this? Can those dogs bark?
They can. We'll try.
We'll see
if we can get them going.
I want to talk to someone's dog, ask them some dog questions.
They're in their defense, they're 11 years old.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
But we'll try to get them going here.
There they go. Bert! And people, you know what people can do? They can turn up their speakers and I can yell to the dogs, too. Like, if you're listening to the show tonight, you can turn...
We're trying, Tom.
But I'm just saying, in general, people can turn their speakers up on their computers and I could scream at their dogs. Not scream at them, but scream to them. Come on, guys.
We're not going to get barking. It's too late.
Guys, it's too late.
Too late, old dogs.
Well, do you sing any songs to those dogs?
No, I sang more to my cat when I had my cat, but I don't really sing to the dogs. I just talk to them.
Hmm. All right. Look. Sing to the cat. I guess you'll do that in, what would be a cat thing I would do? What month would be good for the, cause the thing, but look, I don't know if I'm going to do a cat show. You know why? Cause cats are their own thing. This is one of the things that makes dogs and cats different. Dogs.
Yeah.
Look, what am I supposed to do with cats? Hey, let me talk to your cat. Oh, your cat walked away? Okay.
Well, my dogs didn't do much better.
No, but that's the luck of the draw. But there's no shot of getting a cat to make a sound.
Oh, there is. There's
chatty
cats.
It's not happening in the time frame I need it to happen. It ain't gonna happen.
Good.
Well, look. Those dogs sound great. I just retweeted the picture of Bert.
Thank you.
He does look a little bit like Paul Westerberg.
They're good dogs.
All right, you have a great night. Bye. Best show.
Hiya.
Hi.
This is Erin in Manhattan. Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Erin in Manhattan.
That's me, yep.
Welcome to Dogcember.
Thank you. I have some dogs, and they're here. I don't know if they'll make any noise.
Okay, what are these dogs you have, Erin?
Go Blazers. And Weeder Dragon.
Let's slow that. One dog is named Go Blazers.
Yeah, Go Blazers, like the Blazers.
The Portland Trail Blazers.
Yes.
So you are clearly from Portland.
I lived in Portland.
You lived in Portland.
Yeah, I'm from New York, but I lived there.
So you lived in Portland and you named this dog Go Blazers.
Yes. It's like the only thing I really liked about Portland. Was going to see Blazers games, so.
You like?
Yeah, she's like my little souvenir.
So you liked seeing a Blazers game, and the dog?
Yes.
Embodied everything about the Blazers. Who's your favorite? Which Portland Trail Blazer do you think comes to mind when you talk to Go Blazers?
I don't really watch anymore. I think my favorite is an obvious, and he's not on the team anymore. It was LaMarcus Aldridge. I think that's who I think of.
Which
I got her during the Brandon Roy years, and that's just a sad chapter that we like to forget.
You know what you could have named your dog? Not that I'm trying to tell you what. LaMarcus Aldridge.
True. That's
right?
True. But not as good.
As Go Blazers?
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
I think it's a great name. Go Blazers is a pretty good name. I'm putting that down. Go Blazers.
Awesome. That's exciting.
And what is the other dog's name?
His name is Weeder Dragon, but I just call him Weedy.
Wiener Dragon.
Yeah.
But you call him Weedy.
I went on a trip this year and I saw a piece of graffiti where somebody had drawn like a joint and the word D's Nuts over the Welsh dragon, and I named that Weeder Dragon, and then I named him after that.
Wait, so you named your dog after some D's Nuts related graffiti?
Yes.
That might be the somehow you made Go Blazers seem common.
Yeah, yes. Well, I call him Weedy for short, and if people ask me why, and they're not, you know, I can't give them the whole rigmarole, I tell them because I found him, and he's got long hair, and he was, like, really gross and weedy, and then weeds are survivors, so he's, like, my little surviving weed.
You know what you also
no drug references involved in that explanation.
Sure, don't worry. I didn't put any on. You could have also named your dog Paw Sheed Wallace. Right?
That's a really good one.
That
I might
good
save
one.
That one yeah.
For your next
for,
dog,
Sheed Wallace. The 30 more dogs that I would like to get.
Yeah. Paw Sheed Wallace. All right.
I think that's an all-time classic.
I'm glad you like that.
I wish I had named my dog that.
Paw Sheed Wallace.
I am.
So let's hear
I met talk. Him once at a benefit at my job.
You met Rashid Wallace once?
Yeah, but I didn't, I mean, my meeting him, the actual meeting, isn't really a story. It's just like, hi, bye. But he showed up to judge a dunk contest that he wasn't invited to judge.
Huh.
And he showed
He showed up at a dunk contest that he wasn't invited to.
Yeah, it was a fundraiser for Special Olympics that I used to work for, and we would have like the players on the team judge a 3-point. Well, the 3-point's not really a judge's points, but there'd be like commentators and stuff, and then the dunk contest would have judges. And he just sort of like showed up and he was like, where can I go? What can I do? And so they let him sit on the side of the court and judge the contest.
And was he a nice guy?
Yeah, he was nice. It was weird because he showed up, he had like a car that Tom Green episode where he paints his parents' car.
Mm-hmm. He puts like some
two ladies making out.
Yeah, some porn on the hood.
I don't think it was as X-rated, but he had a similar ride that he showed up to judge a Special Olympics contest in. So that was.
And you're kind of like, yeah, did you have to bring your porno car to the Special Olympics dunk contest?
Yeah, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way personally, but, you know. I mean, he seemed nice enough. Like I said, my actual interaction with him was very minimal.
All right. Let's see if we can get these dogs barking. Can we get them barking?
All right. I'll see what I can do. Hold on. Who is it? No.
Come on. Bark.
I can put you on speaker and you can yell at them.
Yes, let's do that. Please put me on speaker.
Okay.
Am I on speaker right now?
Who's on the phone?
I'm on speaker right now.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Dogs! Bark! Go nuts! Go!
They're just staring at the phone.
The phone's barking.
That's pretty lame.
Woo! Woo! Go Blazers! Go Blazers!
Go Blazers! Who's that?
Go Blazers! Come on, Go Blazers! You want to go for a walk? You want to go for a walk? Come on, Go Blazers! Go!
She just climbed into my lap.
All right.
So,
well, we tried. We tried, Aaron.
Exactly. The effort was something.
I'm telling you, though, Go Blazers is a pretty good name for a dog.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great night. I will talk to you soon. And happy Dogcember.
Thank you.
Best show.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Aaron. I'm in Upper Manhattan.
Upper Manhattan. No, let me ask
I'm
you.
On the line between Harlem and Washington Heights. I never know how to classify it.
You can just call it New York City.
Right? That's where we are, man.
That works. Now, Aaron, let me ask you. Do you have a dog, Aaron?
Well, I'm a dog walker.
Okay.
And I also have my sister's dog, which I love very much. And he's had some health issues lately.
Oh, no.
But he seems to be doing, I think, better. It's a thyroid deficiency.
Oh. And what's your dog's name or your sister's dog's name?
His name is Marlowe. We named him after Philip Marlowe from the those detective novels.
Yes, the detective novels. Do you think, Aaron,
sorry?
Can I just ask, do you think AP Mike would be a good detective?
Wow, I think he'd be maybe the best detective.
Just picture him in a trench coat. What if he had like an office in Bayonne? AP Mike, Private Eye, right? I was in my office doing inventory on Mass's shirts, which are available at apmike.bandcamp.com.
when she walked through the door. The stems on this, Tootsie Pop went up to the ceiling and back. I said, what's up, Cinnamon Bun? And she said, my husband is missing. I said to her, have you bought a shirt off apmike.bandcamp.com? We also have headshots. Is that where you found out about me? Is it apmike.bandcamp.com? And she said, I can't find my husband. I said, I'll take the case for $75 a day plus expenses. And you also have to buy a shirt at apmike.bandcamp.com.
Wow. I mean, not only is that riveting, but I want to buy the next, the next album.
Yeah. Well, picture this. I looked at the matchbook that was in her husband's knapsack, and I went to the bar. I walked in. The bouncer was wearing a Massa's shirt that he clearly bought at apmike.bandcamp.com.
Listen, I'm hooked. I mean, roll the presses out.
Yes, please. Exactly. Roll the presses out over my voice box for saying, right? For continuing.
Well, yeah, you're touching on actually one of the reasons I wanted to call you tonight, Tom. As the embargo got lifted and us dudes are allowed again, I have been listening to NoFX's autobiography, which is like an oral history and NoFX.
Okay.
And I love them. I love them all through my teenage years.
All right.
I don't listen to them so much anymore. All but right. Yeah, I got very deep fond memories of them.
What's your favorite song?
I know that you are an autobiography music aficionado, and I wanted to get some recommendations out of you. Because also, let me just steamroll you for a second and just say that I signed up for Audible about 5 months ago and forgot to unsubscribe before the monthly hit.
Sure. So now you have 70 credits.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you could listen to the Elvis Costello one that he reads himself and talks about, tells his story. It's kind of fun.
I love the good ones read them themselves. I mean, like these NoFX guys, it sounds like an oral history of their career. And I love it. So Elvis Costello's one?
Elvis Costello's good. I like the Elvis Costello one because I was worried I didn't know enough about his grandfather. And now now I know more about his grandfather than I do my grandfather. I actually literally know more about his grandfather's life than my grandfather. But he tells other good
stories.
Anybody
else?
Too. That's a good one. We'll start there. You email me, Aaron. I'll recommend a couple more. So let's hear Marlo. Can Marlo bark?
Marlo isn't here because he lives in Rhode Island and I'm in New York right now. But Marlo's a good dog.
All right. Do you sing a song to Marlo? What's a song you sing to Marlo?
Well, I'll tell you. So I'm a dog walker and I don't have the opportunity to sing to Marlo every day. But the songs that I sing, I feel like are not as good as some of the ones that I've heard tonight. No. But the ones that, so like I have Duke in the morning. Duke is a English bulldog, and he's very fit, as bulldogs go, because sometimes they get overweight, but he's very fit, and he's a hilarious guy. But I do this, I go, let's go for a walk, oh Dookie, let's go for a walk, oh Dookie, let's go for a walk, oh Dookie, let's go for a walk, oh Dookie,
You're going doo-wop.
Yeah, I roll up the golden oldies.
What is Duke? Though. Duke Spike's dog? Remember Spike used to call the show? Doesn't call anymore? Who cares? Spike used to.
Yeah, I remember Spike, but
what would you think about singing this? What would
this
you think?
Just for Duke.
Okay, that's for Duke. What would you think about singing this every day? I'm a dog walker. I'm a dog walker. Right?
I like that. I sometimes I apply like There's the Kendrick Lamar song. That's not Kendrick Lamar. There's the is a Vince Staples song called Dope Man, and I call him Duke Man. So I go, let's Duke. All right, I'm not going
to
do it.
Don't worry. You don't know. You did one song already, Aaron. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Julie from Cincinnati.
Oh, my goodness. It's Julie from
Cincinnati. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
I'm so glad
Tom,
to hear from you.
I have a dog. Two dogs.
What? Look, I follow you on Instagram. I had no idea you had a dog.
Oh, I should post some pictures of them.
You should. You should put a picture of the dogs up to let people know you have a dog. How is Harvey doing now?
Harvey's doing well. He's sitting right next to me.
Because Yetta passed away earlier this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really upset about that. So he got sad. I was sad, too. I'm still sad, but I think he's moved on.
So now, you have another dog. You picked up a dog recently.
Yeah, I got a puppy. I got her in September, and she's a nightmare, Tom.
Now, what is this dog's name?
Willa, is that okay?
Willa?
Yeah.
And how did Willa get her name?
Well, I'm ashamed to say so now because of all the politics and stuff, but I like German-sounding names. And then my husband wanted, like, stripper-sounding names, and that was our compromise.
What? Like strippers? Like, what's a stripper
like thing? Like Trixie and Bunny and things like that. And I wanted something like, I don't know, like Frauke or Lotte or something.
Luftwaffe. So,
yeah.
Right? If you were at a dog park and somebody was like, Luftwaffe, schnell.
I know. Well, I know. I was listening to you talk to somebody else about Optimus Prime or something, and I was like, oh, my God, that sounds awful. Yeah, so I'm glad.
Imperious.
Yeah.
If a dog was named Imperious at the dog park.
Imperious.
You'd be like, come on, Harvey. Come on, Willie. We're going. We're leaving the dog park. Get away from Imperious. There we go.
There you go. Did you hear him?
Who is that?
That was Harvey.
Harvey.
Harvey, who's there?
Harvey.
Harvey, hold on.
Harvey. Come on.
Harvey.
Wait, that was
my husband is also barking.
This is what I want to hear. I want to hear your husband bark. What's his name again?
Fergus.
Fergus, that's right.
Yeah.
Hi, Fergus, this is what I want to hear. I want to hear Fergus bark, and then the dogs bark. And then Fergus barks, and then the dogs bark.
Okay, Fergus bark. Fergus bark. Ow, ow, ow.
All right.
Harvey, who's there? Get it.
Ow, ow, ow.
Come on, Harvey.
Come on.
Come on, Harvey. Harvey, you're on the radio. Bark. Yes, good
Harvey.
Boy. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Go nuts.
Harvey, come on. Who's there? Who's there, Harvey? Yeah, good boy.
Yeah, who's at the door? Who's at Who's at the door, Harvey? Who? It's AP Mike. Harvey, it's AP Mike.
Harvey, who's that?
Who's that? He's wearing a massive shirt. Bark, Harvey. Harvey, scare him away.
Can I put him on the phone with you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Harvey, I need to talk to you about a couple things. You there, Harvey?
Yeah, that's Harvey.
Harvey, let me talk to you about just a couple things. Harvey, can I talk to you? What is it with this AV club? What is it, Harvey?
Harvey, is it a squirrel?
Harvey, why does it say, Harvey, I know AV club's stupid, but why do I let it get to me? This Podmas, they never put this show in Podmas, Harvey. Why do I let it get to me, Harvey? They did their 2016 wrap-up, Harvey, and then they didn't put the show in. I know we had a good year. We worked hard on it. We all did. There were some high water marks on this show like anything we've ever done, Harvey. Why? Why can't they do it, Harvey? Just teach me, Harvey. Give me some anything you can impart to me, Harvey, to get me to stop obsessing on this. I know it's stupid. That's the worst part. I'm better than this, Harvey. Harvey?
Tom, Harvey just walked off.
Oh. Harvey just walked off. That's all right. So Harvey got a little bored.
I don't know. I don't know why he did that. He just walked off and walked into the bathroom.
All right, Harvey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. So, Julie.
Yeah.
I'm putting this, I'm putting Harvey on the thing for barking.
Okay, thank you. He's a good barker. He's very good at it.
All right.
And hopefully he'll teach the puppy.
Well, look, I thank you for calling. I know it's not easy. You have to work in, you have super early hours, so I appreciate you being a part of this.
I'm a boss now.
You're a boss.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So.
I love you. Sound like you're doing great. I'm so happy to hear you.
Yeah, I'm doing well. You sound great too. And happy St. Nicholas Day.
Right, same to you. All right, you take care.
All right, bye. Thanks. Bye.
See, Julie from Cincinnati. I miss her. She's calling. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Bucky from Peoria, Illinois.
Bucky. Hi, Bucky.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. What's up? Do you have a dog, Bucky?
I do have a dog. Me and my fiance, we have a dog. He's 13 years old, I believe, or 12.
What's this dog?
His name is Abraham.
Abraham. How did you name Abraham? How did you come up with Abraham's name?
So I wasn't there for this. It's my fiance, Emily. She had the dog before I met her. She got him from the pound like 10 years ago. He was probably mistreated. He didn't have a name. And she said they were floating between Abraham and Alistair.
Okay.
And I guess she decided Alistair was too lame or maybe too satanic or something.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
I tell you, that'd be another name you watch out for at the dog park. You're at the dog park, some guy in a cape is like, Alistair, come here. Come here, Alistair. But watch out, your dog gets a spell put on him, right? Your dog gets into it with Alistair. Suddenly your dog turns into a newt. Right?
Well, he's a good boy. I think he would have figured out.
I tell you, you watch somebody turn my dog into a newt. They got something else coming. Right?
No, I understand like the apprehension. I wasn't there for that. I probably would have went to bat for Alistair because it is a beautiful name, a beautiful Anglo-Saxon name, but it's... I do think overall, knowing the dog in his old age, Abraham is probably a better decision.
It's more distinguished.
Definitely.
Right? What if you saw a dog in a cape and his name was Alistair and he's wearing a cape walking through the dog park, right?
Like independent of his owner?
Yeah. If you saw a guy in a cape sitting on a park bench in the dog run, and then you looked over, and then you saw a dog walking around with a cape on.
I'm not sure I would make the connection between the two, honestly. I mean, it depends on the dog park.
You wouldn't make the connection between the two. There's only two capes in the entire dog park. One is on a human, and the other is on a dog. You wouldn't think, maybe the dude wearing the cape is the owner of the dog wearing the cape.
Well, that's fair. I mean, I do agree that that's, logically speaking, probably what I would assume. But I do like to give people and dogs the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not profiling them. I'm just saying there's a dog with a cape walking around the dog run. And then there's a dude with a cape sitting there. And you would think that you would be so blind to any sort of associating anything. They'd be like, that's interesting. There's a man with a cape and a dog with a cape. I can't say that that's the that they're together, though.
I mean, I suppose that's a subjective question, sir. I'm not sure I feel comfortable answering that.
So let's hear this dog. This dog won't bark. Abraham's too old.
I'm going to try. I got to go in, and the volume, there's going to be echo. Sorry, I'm going to turn it down. There's me. Sorry about that.
I can't get
that. I'm going to knock on the wall. I feel like this might activate him. There it is.
Let's hear this.
Oh.
There you go. Come on. Come on, Abraham. Come on. Abraham.
I think you realized it was me. I'm sorry.
This is what I want.
I gave it away.
No, it's a, I appreciate it. You got Abraham to bark. I want someone, A, whose dogs are going to go bonkers, to call up where their dogs bark and you can't get them to shut up tonight. That is turned into a positive. Secondly, don't be afraid to turn your computer up tonight. I know usually we say turn it down when you call. Tonight, you turn it up and you get those. You get me yelling at the dogs. Not yelling at them. Yelling with them. Not screaming at you. I'm not going to yell at your dog like he's bad. So let's try that. Thank you for the call. That's great. And Abraham sounds like a cool dog. So give him a treat. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Colette from Athens.
Colette from Athens. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Look at that. Starting already.
Already.
Who is that?
This is Winston.
Winston. Oh, hi, Winston. This is Colette. What kind of dog is Winston?
I'm sorry, what's that?
What kind of dog is Winston?
He's a Cocker Spaniel.
He's a Cocker Spaniel. How old is Winston?
He is 6 years old.
And is Winston a handful?
Actually, no, he's really sweet. I just got him barking for the purpose of calling on to the best show.
Sorry, can I talk to Winston? Can we get Winston to go bonkers here? Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Here, let me turn on the speakers on my computer so we can actually hear you. Here he is.
Winston! Winston! But hold the phone up to Winston. Hold the phone up. Winston! Yeah, Winston! Winston! Winston!
How's it, Tom?
Winston! Yeah, what's up? What's up, Winston? Yeah, I know, right? Tell me. Winston!
Come on, bud.
Come on, yeah. All right, so this is what I need to happen, Colette. Colette, turn the speakers down. Turn the speakers down.
Yeah, sorry.
Turn the speakers
down. Yeah, it's off.
This is, okay, now. Can you pick up Winston and put the phone next to Winston so I can talk? I need to have a conversation with Winston now.
All right, hang on a sec. I'm trying to, like, run away now. All right, here he is.
Okay, here we go. Winston.
Oh, he's like, done barking now.
Well, that's all right. He can listen. Let me see. Maybe he might just listen. Winston. Hey, buddy. Let me just ask you something, Winston. Are you listening? Is Winston listening? Is Winston's there?
He's he's very intently looking into the phone right now.
Well, Winston, let me ask you something, buddy. First of all, are you good? You good dog? Are you good dog, Winston? Because speaking of good, Winston, I just want to know. You ever just doubt yourself, Winston? You ever just get full, like, where you're like, am I? Because, look, I think I'm good, Winston. But sometimes you're like, am I good, good? Or am I just like, eh, all right. Am I just like ultimately dime a dozen? What do you think? What do you do with that doubt, Winston? When you just have that kind of doubt. What is that? Where's it come from? I generally like myself, Winston. Get Winston a bark. Come on, Winston.
What do you think? He's like crying.
Winston. Yeah, he's crying because it's the saddest thing he's ever heard. Winston.
It is sad.
How do you know? How do you know not to just doubt yourself, Winston? How do you do it? You seem so confident. Winston. I don't know what to do anymore. I just don't feel right since this car accident. Winston. I mean, the doctor checked me out. I'm okay, but I still feel off, Winston. Winston? You there, buddy? Winston? Winston?
He's there.
Winston! Give me some wisdom. Wait, was that Winston?
No, that was his toy.
That was his toy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take it. That was Winston saying something to me. All right, Colette. How did Winston get his name?
I named him after the Ghostbuster.
Ah. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good name. Winston is with the barking. Winston is way up there.
Yeah, he's a champion.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Colette. I got every line lit tonight. Everybody wants their dogs to get on the show.
No problem, Tom. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Mike just handed me a note. What's this say? Enough with the dogs. We get it. Why not talk about something people can use, like a masses shirt? Oh, not reading it. Not reading it, Mike. Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Christina from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Christina from where now? What the what? Who?
Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Lake Charles, Louisiana. Now, what do you... Do you have a dog?
I have Christina? Two.
You have two dogs.
Scottish Terriers.
Two Scottish Terriers. Now, are these good old-fashioned swamp dogs?
No, they're not. No, right? They're fancy little dogs.
They're not bayou hounds?
No.
You don't ride around...
No, they're
around,
from the desert.
You don't ride around the swamps on one of those fan boats with these dogs?
I wish.
Wouldn't that
maybe
be
next
cool,
summer.
Right? What if you did? What would happen if you took these dogs and you rode around on one of those fan boats looking for gators?
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. I'd have to get them little life vests first, though.
Of course you get them little life vests.
Yeah.
Of course. I'm not insane here.
Sorry, I'm super nervous.
Don't worry. You're doing great. So these Thanks. Two dogs, what are their names?
Joey and Heather.
Joey and Heather.
Yes.
Tell me about Joey and Heather. How did they get those names, first of all?
We got them almost 3 years ago. There was a woman who had eight Scottish Terriers, and couldn't take care of them anymore. So we got Joey and Heather. And we didn't want to change their names because my boyfriend's name is Joe, and I call him Joey sometimes. And I thought it would be unfair to the dog to change his name, but my boyfriend would have to keep his.
Fair enough. So that's Joe. That's Joe and Joey.
Yeah.
And Heather was already the same. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't change their... So they're Joey and Heather.
It's fair enough. You didn't want to change it. I get it. So let me ask you about these dogs. Do they bark?
Sometimes.
Do you think?
I can maybe get them riled up.
Let's do it. Go nuts. Get them worked up like crazy.
Okay. Let me go outside real quick and start banging on the door. They know it's me.
They know it's you.
They're too smart.
This is what somebody's
doing. I do have songs I sing for them.
Oh, let's hear the songs.
Okay, I'm a terrible, terrible singer.
Doesn't matter.
Since it's almost their papaversary,
okay.
We got them on January 2nd, so I sing this song once a year. It goes, do you know what today is? It's your papaversary, Joey and Heather. It's your papaversary.
The papaversary.
Papaversary.
And that's an original melody. That's not to the tune of something.
No, it is. It's Anniversary by Tony.
Oh, my God. You're going deep. A deep Tony cut, right?
I know. My other song is less original, but...
Tony, look, just for the fact you're singing a Tony song, I have to put that down, Christine.
The other song goes, Joey and Heather are my best friends forever. Best friends forever. They're super unimpressed. They hate it.
They don't like it?
No, they don't. I'm a terrible singer, so they just ignore me.
Well, you know what? They're terrible barkers.
They are terrible barkers. unless a stranger comes to the door,
yeah,
or another dog happens to walk by, then it's all hell breaks loose.
That's
We should.
Don't worry. You can say hell on the show. It's not that uptight. Don't worry. We should have arranged for strangers to be in everybody's neighborhood.
I know.
To get the dogs barking, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that be great? We got strangers to show up.
Yeah.
What a treat that
would be. Then we'd have 3 hours of yelling dogs.
Yeah, and 3 hours of strangers harassing. We can't control. You can't always control a stranger. I'm going to say I'm glad we did it the way we did it.
Yeah, that's probably the safe way to go.
Yes. All right. I'm going to go back to the phones, Christina. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Best show. Best show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
Sam from Connecticut.
Sam from Connecticut. What's going on, Sam?
I have Annie here, and she's very eager to bark.
Okay. What kind of dog is Annie?
She is a Papillon.
A Papillon.
Mm-hmm.
Which everybody knows means butterfly.
Yes, in French, her name is actually short for Antoinette.
Antoinette, you didn't see. If I had a dog that was a Papillon, you know what I would name that dog?
What?
Shifty. You know why?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because Papillon means butterfly, and the band Crazy Town did the song Butterfly.
Oh.
Right? And the guy in Crazy Town was Shifty Shell Shock. What do you think about
that? Got it. I like it.
No, you're better off with and what is it?
Annie.
Annie.
Sure, for Antoinette.
Let's hear from Annie now.
Okay. Annie, what's up? What's up?
Oh, these
dogs. Come on,
Annie.
Annie, what's up?
Come on, Annie. Bark. Bark, Annie, for the love of God.
She's so close. Come on. Annie, what's up?
Annie. There you go. Come on.
What's up?
Annie!
Annie, what's up?
Oh, Annie. Come on.
Oh,
Annie.
Man. Annie, you're failing me.
You're flopping. Annie, come on. Oh, Annie. All right.
Annie, what's up?
We tried.
Come on. She's so close.
Don't worry. All right. You have a great night. I appreciate you trying.
Okay. Thank you.
Come on. These dogs are flopping. These dogs are, right? These dogs are losers. No, they're not. Every dog's a winner. And I want to say this, first of all. Sometimes in the field of comedy, we make jokes. We tease. I teased my friend Alex. He got a nice, cute little dog. And I said that I made some joke about his dog on Instagram. I felt bad. That dog's cute. This guy's got a cute dog. And I zung your dog. Your dog didn't deserve to get zung. I apologize to you and your dog. Can't remember the dog's name. I think I wrote that he was a flop. Right? Not cool. I apologize to you and your hound. Best show.
It's Christy.
Christy, what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about my dog.
Okay.
A lot.
Let's hear it. What's your dog's
name? She's a Chihuahua. She is, I don't think you've talked to anybody who's had a Chihuahua yet.
Not yet.
She's the best Chihuahua.
Does this dog bark?
She does not really, but I could try to make her.
No.
I think my boyfriend's listening in the next room if he wants to go outside and act like a burglar.
Yeah, do that. What's your boyfriend's name?
Scott.
Scott, go outside. Act like a dog. Act like a burglar. Now this is what you do. What
Scott, are you doing that?
This is Christy, right?
Go outside and act like a burglar. Come on.
Go outside and act like a burglar. Come on,
Scott.
All right.
He's doing it.
Scott's going outside to act like a burglar.
Oh, yeah. There she goes.
Yeah. What's your dog's name again?
Zoe.
And how did Zoe get her name?
So she actually got her name because when I got her, her name was Chi-Chi, and my boyfriend at the time refused to call her that, and so I just decided on an easy name like Zoe.
Yeah, Chi-Chi's a little, right?
Yeah, but it's pretty cute, and my current boyfriend, too, also said that he would never call her Chi-Chi, and I feel kind of like I have bad taste in men.
But great taste in dogs.
Yes, she's right? The best dog.
So is he outside?
He is not. He came back inside, but he said his browser crashed.
Well, what does that mean for him to go outside and act like a burglar?
I know, but like he can't hear you now, and he can't hear your demands.
You tell him to go outside, and you act like a burglar until you tell him to stop.
Okay.
Get back out
there,
Scott.
Act like a burglar until I tell you to stop.
Hey, Scott, get out there. Act like a burglar.
Okay. Zoe, it's a burglar. Good girl.
Who's trying to break in the house, Zoe? Who is it?
Oh, Zoe.
Zoe. Who is that? Right?
Oh, it's a burglar. Maybe it's a murderer.
Yeah, maybe it's a murderer. Right?
Yeah. A murd burglar.
Yeah, a murd burglar. Look out. It's a murd burglar. This is what you should do, though. Actually call the cops right now. You should actually call the cops.
I think she's really confused because I usually tell her not to do this.
But you should actually call the cops now and say somebody's breaking in your
house. I should. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Scott hauled off.
I better hang up and call them.
Yeah, Scott seems like a wet noodle.
He really is. He's not a good burglar.
No.
Maybe my taste in men.
You just can't pick the burglars.
Well, earlier Zoe was doing the reverse sneezing thing that's horrifying. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
The reverse sneezing thing.
Yeah. Like where it sounds like they're choking to death. Yeah.
No.
Because she's genetically defective. Yes.
Zoe!
I think... Zoe!
Zoe!
Zoe! Come on! You know, I think she just wants a treat. She's very scared right now.
You should lock the door. Lock the door on Scott. Lock the door on Scott. Seriously, lock him out.
Okay.
See what happens if you actually lock him out. Is he actually locked out?
Yeah.
Can you seriously lock him out?
Yep, he's out.
He's actually locked out.
He's actually locked out.
Good. Leave him outside.
Me and Zoe now.
Leave him outside. Leave Scott outside. Now call the cops. This is what you should do. Call the cops.
Okay.
Say,
let me put you on three-way.
There's a guy trying to break in my house.
Yes. I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, I have no idea
who
he is.
And my dog is so mad.
Yeah. Get him hauled off. Right? Haul him away. Bye, Scott.
Go away.
Right? All right. Well, look, this is a great call. Zoe seems like a cool dog. And Zoe definitely barked.
She's a really good chihuahua. I'll send you a picture.
I can't wait. All right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep Scott out. Thanks
Please
for
do.
Letting me of talk course. About my dog.
All right. Of course. Bye. You know, be a good chew toy? Wally Wacky Man. Right? If you gave, like, Wally Wacky Man to a dog... And people who don't know the show, there's this puppet who calls every once in a while, Wally Wacky Man. Imagine if a dog just, the purple felt all over the place. Look, I'm not wishing that on Wally Wacky Man. He's one of my best friends. He's a puppet who's seen some hard times. He's definitely seen some ups and downs. And lately, Wally Wacky Man has had a hard go at it. His food truck went out of business. He had a food truck. And it was grilled cheese sandwiches on challah bread and milkshakes. And apparently, people didn't want the grilled cheese on challah bread. They wanted options. He wouldn't budge. Only had one kind of bread. People stopped going to the truck. He had a leak, like a propane leak. and the truck blew up. And two customers were seriously wounded when the truck blew up. And it turns out they found purple felt on the knob of the propane tank. So he's actually a suspect. Like, he was trying to trash his own food truck for the insurance money. It's sick. And he will be going to jail, from what I've heard, for fraud. And then he faked his death. Wally Wacky Man faked his death by, of all things, having me read a false death report for him. And then he collected all the insurance money. At least someone collected some insurance money. Ain't happening with me, man. Not with my car. Man, nothing like... They make it sound look easy in those commercials. Yeah, suddenly they don't want to cough up the bread when it's not in a commercial. Sick. Thumbs down, Allstate. Thumbs way down. You don't want to, you make it look, oh yeah, get the insurance, right? Oh yeah, it'll help. We're here to help you until something actually goes wrong. Then we'll send your car that's smashed into oblivion to a mechanic who says he's going to fix it because that way he can get paid, but it'll take a month to get fixed. Yeah. I know, but we're here for you. Great. Thanks, guys. Real comfort after an accident. Well, let them fix the car, and then if it's not fixed, it's covered. And then they could send it back, and they'll work on it more. Yeah, great. Oh, let's make this a lifetime project. Keep sending my car that was folded like an accordion. Yeah, let's keep sending it back. By all means, let's turn this into a thing that I can regularly go without a car while they try to make the car right. Oh, that sounds like such a awesome use of everyone's time and skill. Thanks, Allstate, you bums, you rats. I call, I yell. Well, we're sorry you feel that way. Yeah, I do. Well, we're sorry. And you're not going to do anything about it? We're so sorry. Sorry you feel that way. Yeah, I do. Anything you could do about it? We're sorry. Well, you're not that sorry. You're not doing anything about it. Yeah, would have been better off if, you know. Oh, I'm not even going to get into it. Oh, Allstate, you rats. It's a scum pit, right? It's a scum pit over there at Allstate. It's a collection of scum, right? It's like Mos Eisley Spaceport of insurance. That's a Star Wars reference, Mike. You ever see Star Wars? Mike saw it when it came out. Have you seen any? How many Star Wars movies have you seen, Mike? Okay, you saw the first three in the theater. Phantom Menace. And that's it. Then you are out. All right. Fair enough. Best show.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been on hold.
Hi. Well, now you're not on hold. You're on the show.
Oh, it's
to whom am I speaking?
You are speaking to Dina.
Dina,
from
where are
Jersey
you?
Jersey City.
From Jersey City. What's up, Dina?
Well, I'm here with my dog, Chuck. She's a 60-pound pit bull, and we're so excited to talk to you.
Good. I like this dog. I like it. What's Chuck look like?
Chuck is brown. She has a white patch on her chest.
Okay.
And she's brought her favorite toy out just now to play.
And where'd you get Chuck from?
I got Chuck from a truck on the side of the road.
What? A truck?
I know. I got her from an adoption truck on the side of the road 8 years ago. I was on a bed. What? Oh,
an adoption truck. Okay, I just didn't know what kind of truck you were talking about.
An adoption truck. Okay.
From an adoption truck.
Yep.
And Chuck is seven, you said?
She's eight.
And I got her when she was about 11 weeks old.
Is Chuck a barker? Will Chuck bark?
I think she might bark for you.
All right, Chuck.
I'm going to work on it.
Chuck!
Hold on, 1 sec. Chuck! Come here, Charlie! Come here! Oh, boy.
Hey, there it is. Chuck! Yeah, hear that growl?
Does growling count?
You got a tug-of-war going there, don't you?
We got a little tug-of-war.
Yeah.
Well, I promised a good show. Come here, boo-boo! Yes, you're a good girl. You're a good girl! So I think that's all we're going to get from her. She's tearing up the toy now.
That's pretty good. Let me ask you, Dina, with Chuck.
Yes, Tom.
Do you sing any songs to Chuck?
I make up songs for Chuck.
What's a song you will go back to for Chuck?
What's a song I will go back to?
What's one of the greatest hits?
Let's see. They sort of come to me naturally. Charlie, come here. You're my number one best friend, I love you. That's kind of a chant, I think,
that's
to her.
That's very good. You're my number one best friend, I love you.
Exactly.
Yeah, must be nice.
It is nice for her.
I got no one like that on my side.
Well, she's a good friend.
You know what I got? The best thing I got in my life right now? It's
the
guy who keeps slipping
me. What's the best thing?
The guy who keeps slipping me notes that say, enough with the dogs. Plug my shirts. The holidays.
I disagree.
Do you? You know what I'd love to see?
What?
I'd love to see Chuck just tear a massive shirt to shreds.
Right? That would be no problem.
Right? Just if Chuck, if you threw a massive shirt to Chuck, we smear some meat on it, right? Hamburger meat. And we're going to do a segment on the show later with a couple dogs eating. I'm going to do the first episode of my new podcast, Dough Dogs. And they're going to review some fast food later.
Can't you get on it?
What's that?
Can't you get on the podcast?
We already have the dogs booked.
Damn.
But I like Chuck. I like Chuck's, I want to hear more of this Chuck. She sounds awesome.
She's awesome.
All right.
Do you want me to try to get her to bark again?
One more time. Let's hear it, Dean.
All right, hold up. I'll try to orchestrate something. Bye, Charlie. Come here.
Drop it. Drop it. Come here.
Oh, Chuck. Sounds like a sea monster.
You want to go out? You want to go out? Oh, boy.
All right, that was still pretty good. I heard the growling. I heard a couple of growls. All right, Dina.
Sorry?
I heard a couple of growls. That's pretty good. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll take pretty good.
All right, you have a great night.
You too.
Night. I'm being told we have a celebrity on the hotline. I'm being told, go to the hotline. It's a celebrity. Is this Nick Flanagan?
Yes. Hello.
This comedian slash rock star.
Right. Yeah. The double threat.
One of the few to straddle both sides of the comedy rock. Continuum.
There's you got your Fred Armisen.
Yes.
And you got Dean Del Rey.
Dean Del Rey.
I don't know.
Who's that?
I heard him on. He's like an ex. I don't know if he was a roadie. He was definitely a roadie. Now he's a comedy road dog, rocking venues all across.
Road dog.
Yeah. Yeah, man. The last of the road dogs. There's only a few left, and I'm not one of them.
Well, Nick Flanagan, you are a guy who was, for people who don't know, and they should know, you've been someone I've known for a long time. You are You are from Toronto.
Yes.
But you are now in Lipstick City, Los Angeles, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles, traversing Hollywood constantly, you know, really, really trying to make a go of it, Tom.
There's one thing I want to do that I don't know if anybody's done this yet for you, Nick.
Okay.
Nick Flanagan, which is, you're at Nick Flans. Is that correct?
Oh, at The Flans.
The Flans. At The yes. Flans.
Yeah.
And I want to say this, because you're in America now. You're not in Toronto. I want to say to you, right? I want to say, you're in the jungle, baby. Because you're off the bus now. You have the piece of hay in your mouth.
Yeah, the cud.
As you got, cud. I don't know if it's cud. But you got off. You got off the bus in Los Angeles and looked around with your knapsack.
Yep.
And then you saw all the tall buildings.
I'm looking at them right now, still in awe, actually.
Because you were in a band called Brutal Knights, who Brutal Knights are defunct now. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are inactive. We're no longer a rock group.
Well,
we're dispersed.
Brutal Knights were a great band.
Well, thanks.
And a lot of good records out there. People could still track them down on the collector's market, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
Discogs.
Go to Discogs. And you can get into a bidding war with Damien from Effed Up for a test pressing, a Brutal Knights test pressing.
Yeah, upwards of $7.
But you've got a comedy album out, Nick.
I do.
What is this comedy album called?
This comedy album is called Wiped Privilege.
Wiped Privilege.
Wiped.
Sure. W-I-P-E-D. Privilege.
Yeah, isn't that fun, having to spell something out when you describe the name of the title?
Yeah. Suddenly you're like, is that really? So we did call it Wiped Privilege after all, huh?
Yeah, Wiped Privilege.
Yeah.
People get sad when I tell them the name.
Because you do stand-up. You're very funny. Mm-hmm. You're very funny.
I try. I've tried for years.
Now, who put this album out? Who put this album out, Nick?
Well, there's a few different cogs in the machine, Tom. There's me. It started with me just wanting to record the sets with my friend Ian Reynolds, and we taped a bunch of shows. And I was like, I was going to put it out independently. And then a small tape label called Radical Documents is going to put it out on tape, cassette tape, hip new format.
Yes, which everyone loves.
Yeah, Maxell,
Et
cetera.
Yeah, sure, Maxell D60.
Yeah.
So nothing but the best fidelity-wise.
It's SP, it's not EP.
Okay,
I'm talking SP quality.
Dubbed it SP, sure.
And with a download code, there you go, little nod to the modern world, and that's going to be available Thursday. I'm having an album release in LA, and we're selling the cassette. And then the label Comedy Dynamics decided to put it out digitally, so they're putting it out. Nice label.
And where do people get it? Where do people? What's the fastest way for people to get it?
Oh my God! Well, it's out December 16th digitally. So on December, I would say on December 16th, mark your calendars, and pull out your digital wallet and go to. You could probably get it on Spotify. You could buy it on iTunes. You could get it on Google Music, all that stuff. So the easiest way, unfortunately, would be follow me on Twitter, probably, and I'll be being annoying about it.
So the countdown clock has begun.
The countdown clock begins. This Thursday, the cassette will be sold to people. If they're in LA, they can come to Night Gallery at like 9 o'clock and see a really good show with lots of different comedians and then me at the end. And And then if you can't go there, December 16th. Apparently they do pre-orders. I don't know. This is all new to me.
It's all new.
In the woods.
It's a new world. You're now. Did you ever think you'd be plugging your comedy cassette from Los Angeles, Nick Flanagan?
I mean, in a weird way, I think this was my dream.
Was to be selling comedy tapes.
Like, if you told me in 1995, you'll be selling your second album.
Yeah, your second comedy album.
Comedy album on cassette on something called a podcast, you know, with Donald Trump as the president.
Yes, you did that world. You would be like, wait. The weirdest part for you would be like, would probably still be that it's a comedy on a cassette. Not that Donald Trump is president.
I was like, I never actually had a comedy. I only bought my first comedy cassette probably in like 2000, in my early days of real hard thrifting for cool culture.
You probably picked up like a Howie Mandel cassette. The one where he's blowing the glove on his head.
I mean, that was an image that was prominent in my life, but I never went that far. He went to my mom's, like, a high school that she taught at, and I remember he came back to, like, do comedy for the kids, and, you know, when my mother was teaching there, and apparently he was just very crude, according to my mom.
To the children.
Somehow, I don't know. I can't picture him being crude, but then again, I totally can.
Did you know that with Howie Mandel, if he blows up one more glove on his head, his entire respiratory system will collapse? He is under strain from blowing those gloves, those surgical gloves on his head. The doctor said if you do one more glove, your lungs will just collapse. Did you know that?
He's a true vaudevillian. He just destroys his body. And
yeah, I bet you wrestler style, there will be a show like The Wrestler that he will just put the glove on his head over his nose, exhale, and then you see the glove just fill up with his brains coming out of his ears.
Right.
Because that's the other thing.
His sponsor is like
screaming,
driving to catch him. Like they're cutting back and forth.
Yes, they're rushing to the arena because they know
how he left. an answering machine message, right? Yeah. Like I've got to do this. Yeah. I've got to do this.
Where he's just
funny.
He left a message where he's like, where what would he say on the message? If the surgical glove fits, the audience will be in fits.
Yes. Yeah. A nice nod to. I mean, this movie sounds like it's from the 1990s already, so I feel like a slight OJ reference just is perfect.
That would be awesome. Yes. And then he puts the surgical glove on his head. His nose slides his nose into the glove, blows, and then it seems like it went okay. And then suddenly, 5 seconds later, all of his organs come out of his eyes and ears and fill the glove.
Right. Takeshi Miike directs this Howie Mandel, Ichi the Killer style.
He's back, yes.
Eli Roth.
Yeah, Eli Roth. Finally, the Howie Mandel Eli Roth pairing we've been waiting for has happened.
Yeah. I love Eli Roth, man. I haven't met him yet. That's my dream. If you told me in 1995, selling a comedy album in LA, and you met Eli Roth, then I would have been truly fulfilled.
There's a chance you could meet the guy from Cabin Fever.
Yeah, and I could meet like him. I could meet. I saw Tarantino on the street with my eyes. That was very exciting.
That's exciting.
Outside of Go Get 'Em Tiger, a hip coffee restaurant.
All right. That's exciting.
Coffee restaurant.
Get your little autograph book out, right?
it's very small.
Yeah, get your little autograph book. The beginning of it's filled with Canadian people, and then now it's LA people. Now, Nick, are you there with some dogs? Are you there with some dogs? Is that true?
I live with dogs. I'm cat sitting right now.
Because it's Dogcember.
I'm excited for Dogcember. What's been happening? I wasn't able to listen, and people have been relating delightful dog tales.
They've been telling dog tales, no pun intended, and they've had dogs. We've had dogs barking and doing all sorts of dog stuff.
I live with two dogs. I live with a dog named Peanut and a dog named Robbie.
Are they there with you now?
No, they're not. They're nowhere near me. But Peanut is, she's like a Dachshund Pitbull mix. So she's kind of intense.
That's a weird mix.
Yeah, it's not something that should happen.
Yeah, no, how'd they meet? Did Mike tell you not to talk about dogs? He's really down on this dog thing. He wants it to end.
Mike vetted me hard. Mike was like asking about my mother's maiden name and stuff.
Who is this?
Yeah.
How'd you get the hard line?
That's accurate.
Yeah. You're not on the list. Sorry.
Yeah. I was worried I wouldn't get into the Club 54 of podcast.
Yeah. You might not. Now, let me ask you, is this dog Peanut named after the Jeff Dunham puppet by any chance?
How is the Jeff Dunham puppet spelled? Because this Peanut is spelled P-N-U-T.
Well, that dog seems like he's named after someone from a band. Isn't there a guy named P-Nut in a band?
In either the Grateful Dead, or maybe it was a Twisted Brown Trucker member, someone in Kid Rock. And
sure, yes. Let's see. I think there was a guy in, there's a guy in 311 named Peanut.
Yeah.
I think there might be a guy in 311 named Peanut.
What was the? I think Peanut was in POD, and that was what the P stood for.
Well, I'm looking at 311's Wikipedia right now.
311. Peanut?
311. The band was formed in 1988 by vocalist and guitarist Nick Hexum, lead guitarist Jim Watson, bassist Aaron Peanut Wills.
Yeah, my friend probably named it after the guy from the bassist from 311 because, you know, she loves rap metal. I can't believe 1988 was when they formed.
Now, when you look at a dog and then you realize this poor dog has no idea what 311 sound like, but yet is now an ambassador for 311 somehow.
Right.
Are you ever just like, oh, poor Peanut? You are representing some dog here that did not ask. This dog did not ask to be represented by a spokesdog for the band 311.
But she seems to be happy with that, you know, over her. Like, she seems to have accepted that she is her spokesman enough. And I kind of dream of the day when technology advances enough that I can strap some dog-friendly headphones onto a Peanut and just play some 311 for her. She'll freak.
Yeah, the dog would freak. I'm going to say that's a pretty safe bet. The dog will freak out when you play 311 on dog-shaped headphones.
Headphones.
Yes. Now, Nick, tell me real. How do people get this record of yours? How do people get it?
Does it sound confusing? Is myself confused?
Just go. This is what I'm going to say for them to do.
Right.
Go to Twitter. Go to the Flans, and he'll tell you there how to get it. It's really funny.
Yeah.
He's funny. It's Nick Flanagan. Everybody loves him. And he's now in America bringing you his comedy stylings. And you can't go wrong with his new album, Wiped Privilege.
Yeah, and I'll try to get the dogs to bark on camera, and I'll tweet it out like the kids
say. I can't wait. Nick,
Wiped Privilege.
Every line is lit now. I got to get back to the dogs.
Do it.
All right, but look, buddy, thanks for calling in.
Of course.
You're one of my all-time
favorites.
Thank
you for having me.
Of course. And people, check the record out.
You're one of my all-time favorites.
Well, you're sweet to say that.
Have a merry Dogcember.
Thanks,
everyone.
Buddy. Okay, bye. Nick Flanagan. Mike's mad he got through. Mike didn't want that segment to go well. Best show.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Missy from Spokane.
Missy, oh, I know this person. This is Missy.
I'm trying to get to a spot I can hear you better. I'm doing well. We have a dog here.
What is the name of this dog of yours?
This dog's name is Stamp.
Stamp?
Stamps, like a postage stamp.
Yeah. But plural?
What?
Stamps or just stamp?
Plural.
So like a book of stamps.
Yeah, like a book of stamps. Okay. But it's from Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Was that the name of Tom's dog?
No, it was the name of a dog in town that it's the episode with Jeff Goldblum, and the dog officiates weddings for all the other dogs in town.
Oh, I remember that one, yes. I haven't watched...
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Well, Tom Goes to the Mayor is one of the all-time best shows.
What was that?
It's one of the all-time greatest shows, Tom Goes
to the Mayor. It really is. Yeah. I love that one, especially Ron Lynch on it.
Now, what I want to know, Missy, is not about Tom Goes to the Mayor and not about your comedy, the things you like. I want to know about Stamps.
It's Stampy's time to shine.
Yes. Let's hear Stamps. You know, will Stamps bark?
She's not going to bark, probably, but she growls pretty good when they're playing tug-of-war.
Let's get some growling going from Stamps.
She's good at it, though. She sounds real ferocious when she gets going.
Yeah.
Get that rope.
There you go. Yeah.
Get it.
That's what I want. Come on. Come on, Stamps.
Oh. She's listening.
Yeah.
Stamps. Whoa.
Go for it, Stamps. Come on. Rip that thing apart. There you go.
Yeah, good girl. Get that rope.
Oh.
She tries to show off, but...
I like that. That was one of the best. I'm putting that down. Stamps definitely makes the barking, because a couple of those growls were pretty good.
Yeah, she's got grunts down.
Yeah.
Yesterday there was a police dog searching our neighborhood that she was trying to start a fight with.
I like Stamps. I'm pro Stamps. How do you like them apples, Missy?
Yeah, what do you think about them apples?
Right, I'm pro Stamps. Let me ask you one other thing. Do you sing any songs to Stamps?
Yeah, kind of. I do one to the tune of Mandy.
By Barry Manilow.
Yeah. I'm a really bad singer, as everybody has said. Oh, Stampy, you came and you saved me, and you're cute, and you dance, and you're cute. It's pretty much the
That's pretty good. Stampy to the tune of Mandy. A lot of Weird Al's influence grows even more. A lot of song parodies. Dog themed parodies.
It's Stampy. We call her Stampy.
I know.
So Mandy.
I'm not
Stampy.
Arguing with you. First of all, I got it.
Okay.
Did you think I couldn't hang with that?
I'm just trying to help.
Man, look, Missy, this was a 5-star call.
Oh, good. I haven't been able to call in so long.
How's your mom doing?
She's doing really good. She's going to go get her hips replaced in a couple of months.
Well, you tell your mom, because I used to see her on Facebook, but then I quit Facebook.
Yeah.
Will you tell your mom that Tom said hi?
I will, for sure. I'll let her know. She'll be thrilled.
Does she still like AP Mike? She still think he's the bee's knees?
No, of course. I can't get her back from the dark side.
She likes Mike. Look.
She likes Mike. She's not too thrilled by the whole Long Island serial killer thing, but you know.
The whole idea that a serial killer program the Long Island serial killer Lisk, which is Mike's last name. And Mike is actually, he's not taking this sitting down. He is organizing.
I think he's hiding in plain sight. That's what I think.
You think Lisk is in plain sight?
I do.
Mike did a thing where he called Lisk out, like in that movie, Ransom. He's like, you come after me. I'm going to get you and I'm going to hunt you down. And
I want him to call him a dirty rat.
Yeah. Mike's coming after Lisk. I picture a Christmas Day battle.
Ooh, I'm ready for it.
All right, Missy. You have a great
celebrity death match.
Celebrity death match. Lisk versus Lisk.
Yeah.
All right, you have a grand evening. Thanks for calling, and thank you to Stamps. Best show.
Hey, Tom, what is up?
Oh, not a whole lot. Who's this?
This is Stevie B out in Maple Bridge.
Stevie B.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. What's up, Stevie B?
Loving the show, as usual.
Thanks, man.
Well, a lot of fun. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get nominated today?
What's that?
Did you get nominated today for a Grammy?
Did I get nominated for a Grammy today? No, I did not.
Huh. Looks like you're about the only one out there who didn't get nominated for a Grammy today. I think you'd be nominated for something.
Yeah, a lot of people I know got nominated.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did, yeah.
You did?
I did.
Tell me more.
I play bass in a rock band.
Okay.
Yeah, we're called Tables.
Wow, you're in Tables.
I am, yes.
And you guys got nominated for a Grammy?
We did, yes. Best non-alternative low-impact rock performance with vocal.
Hmm.
Yep.
Do you think it's a competitive category?
There's at least four other entries, I think, yeah.
Do you feel like where do you think you feel against the other entries? Do you feel like you're going to be, like you have a good shot at it, or?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think we're better than Floors.
Okay.
I think we're, I don't know if we're as good as or better than. Let us have Grape Apes, please.
Wait, what was that a...
It's a band, yeah.
Let us have Grape Apes, please.
Comma, please, and it's like a question mark.
Let us have Grape Apes, comma, please.
Yes, that's it. Oh, and lettuce is spelled like the plant.
Oh. So it's not enough that it's...
But it's already stupid.
Yeah. They thought not enough... There's still another level to be mined here.
We haven't exhausted our opportunities for stupidity.
We have
opportunities for stupidity. What who did that?
Opportunities for stupidity?
Is that Faith No More?
I thought it was a Pursuit of Happiness.
It might be.
B-side.
It might be.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It does seem...
Oh, no!
It does
seem... Rats.
What?
No!
What's that?
My dog Pretenders 2. He just ran out of the room.
What's your dog's name?
Pretenders 2.
Okay. Is that after the album?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After the Pretenders' second album, Pretenders 2.
Yes.
That's the name of your dog.
It is, yes. And I he ran out of the room.
Okay. Is he,
Well, he hates when I read this one magazine.
When he hates when you read him what magazine?
Have you not seen this thing?
What's that?
It came out about 7 years ago or so. And basically what happens in this thing is... You've ever seen in your life. Oh.
I had to dump all of that.
Oh, you did? Oh, I can see. I can see why. I think every word Every word I said could probably be bleeped.
Yeah, and it was.
Okay.
I had to bleep every word.
Well, he hates this magazine, that's for sure.
That, so he just can, he's a dog, and even a dog knows.
He has that, yeah, I don't know what, you know, dogs, they say have that seventh sense or something, mm-hmm. and he just does not get a good vibe from this thing at all. I don't either, yet I just can't stop looking at it.
Man, you might want to work on that.
I might, yeah. But, you know, I'm bummed because he ran out of the room, and I wanted to get you two talking about your favorite pizza crusts.
Who, me and the dog?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, you're zinging me there, huh?
No, I'm not at all. No, I feed Pretenders 2 crust from Italian Pizzeria 4.
Oh, from IP4.
Yes, yeah, he loves them, too. You know what he loves about IP4?
What's that?
All the sports memorabilia.
Yeah, a lot of
all the Newbridge teams.
A lot of teams on the wall at IP4.
Yep, it's
people,
good stuff.
It's really great to see teams that were comprised of 16-year-olds, and to see that owner just paying tribute to them like they were gods when all they did was beat other 16-year-olds at sports, yet he has this, like, it's a shrine to them.
Oh, well, you know, he's also dealing drugs out of the back, too.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So that's why they like him also.
Out of IP4. So yeah. That's why people... Is that why people always eat there?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, why else would you put up with that constant chopping on the grill of the steaks?
Yeah, the when they're like grilling up a cheesesteak and they're chopping at it as if this is like the most precise form of cooking.
Yep.
That needs to be executed, needs to be tended to every second.
Just chopping. Chopping, yeah. Chopping and sizzling.
Metal on metal.
Yep.
And just at the worst angles, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, not good.
No. But my dog loves those crusts, and, you know, pizza is people food, but the, you know, the crusts are for all God's creatures, you know, like it says in Leviticus 13 and 28.
Hey, what does it say in Leviticus 13 and 28?
It says pizza crusts are for all God's creatures.
Okay, pizza crust, but pizza is for is what the
that's for humans.
It's the dominion of
exactly,
man,
yeah,
of man.
Yeah. Says it in there right before that part where Moses kills everybody in that temple with those two metal tablets.
Metal?
Aren't they metal?
I think they were. I thought they were stone.
Can't kill people with stone tablets.
And he kills everyone with them?
I think so. Yeah, he mutilates them too.
I don't think you have this correct.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of that Cannibal Corpse album, Eaten Back to Life.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird that you'd mix up the Bible and a Cannibal Corpse album.
Yeah, I got weird stuff going on up here.
Yeah.
My other dog, though, Weird Wild Stuff, he ran off about an hour ago.
What's that dog's name?
Did you ever have that thing where you think you have your wallet in your right buttock pocket, mm-hmm. but it's in your left, and everything just feels weird? I just had that thing going on right now.
It happens, that thing where you feel
off
like...
Off balance.
Yeah, like the wallet is tilting you one way. Like it's messing with all of your alignment.
Yeah, it's like that episode of Hawaii Five-O that's named after it. It's called the Walleted... Wallet...
The Walleted Wallet?
I don't know what it was called.
Hawaii 5-0.
Remember Jack Lord?
Vaguely.
Good-looking man.
Good head of hair.
Very nice hair, yeah. Could have been in Rocket from the Crypt.
Yeah, he either could have been a college football coach or in Rocket from the Crypt.
I think so. The Wallet Tilt Scenario. That was the name of the episode.
The Wallet Tilt Scenario. And is that how they solved the case?
Yes, you can see where that title would have screwed me up.
I thought you said the walleted.
It felt like that as it was coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, my dog?
Yeah.
You were asking his name?
Yes.
Weird Wild Stuff.
And do you have to say it like that?
You do. Otherwise, he doesn't hear it.
So if I went like, Weird Wild Stuff, come here.
He's, no, no.
But if I went, Weird Wild Stuff, come here.
Ooh, yeah, he'd be here.
Wow.
But he ran off. Which bones me out because he really wanted to get on the half hour of power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I know he'll be back at some point to get on that.
Your dog wants to get on the best show post show.
He does. Yes. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well.
Oh, but you know, I wanted to address something.
Okay.
You had a caller on last week who said that the name of the dog who played Eddie the dog on Frasier, that his real name was Eddie Munoz.
That's right.
Well, that's ridiculous. That's completely untrue.
What do you know the dog's last name?
Yes, his real name was Eddie Martinez.
Martinez, okay.
Yes, yeah.
So he still, the caller last week had it right that the dog was Latino.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. You know, he also played drums in a very short-lived lineup of the Circle Jerks in 2002.
The dog did?
He did, yes, yeah.
Played drums?
Yep.
In a reconstituted...
Say it, hardcore.
Yeah, in a hardcore band.
Yep.
In the Circle Jerks.
He did, yeah. Yeah, I did my research now. He should do his.
Wait, who should do his?
That guy who said his name was Munoz.
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying the dog.
You should do it, too. I don't care. I don't give a rip.
I thought you were saying Eddie, what was his last name?
Martinez.
I thought you were saying Eddie Martinez needed to do his research.
Tom... Eddie Martinez is in dog heaven right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he passed.
He did. Yeah, he passed on. Oh, now the mood's all somber and stuff. You know, there's only one thing that could bring it up for me.
What's that, Stevie?
Well, I love those impressions you've been doing.
Oh.
They're great. No, seriously. You're like Rich Little, but for the Blu-ray generation.
Rich Little for the Blu-ray generation.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard that before.
Well, you heard it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
you heard it tonight. What's that in?
You heard it tonight.
Yeah, it's in a musical. You heard it tonight.
I don't know. It sounds like a very bossy musical.
Oh, it's in Bossies.
What's that?
Bossies.
Bossies.
Bossies. Bossies. Okay. Like Newsies, but it was Bossies.
So it was like from the other side of the story?
Yes, yeah.
So they were the people who declared, like, what, the newspaper strike or something?
Yeah, they were the ones who were beating the ass out of the Newsies.
So, okay, so these are like the villains in the whole newspaper thing.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are gonna die. You heard it tonight. We're going to throw you inside those presses tonight.
So they're actually going to put the Newsies into the newspaper press.
Oh, yeah, they grind the S out of them.
Ugh, that's horrible.
It's a horror musical.
It sounds like it.
Bossy.
Like Newsies is for families.
Yeah.
Bossies, is that for families also?
Oh, no, yeah. Well, I'm, of course, if your family likes... sick, insane gore.
Fair enough. I guess that some families must.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Trent L. Strauss's family likes gore.
Can you imagine how sick that gets?
Like with them just talking about... like
at the dinner table and they can't wait to like see a new maiming movie.
Yeah, and like if I picture Trent saying, you know, before he was... missing. I think he's still missing.
I think so, yeah.
From that whole Mount Everest thing.
Yes.
If he was saying like So how was your day today, son? And then the son would say, I watched a movie called Vice Lords. What was that about, son? And then he would explain how it was people getting their heads pressed in vices.
Have you pitched this yet?
I don't know if it's real, though. It's speculative. That's the problem.
I like it. Well, we could talk about that at some point.
About Vice Lords?
Yes, yeah.
All right, well, maybe I can pitch it to one of the other Strauss family members.
I like it. Well, hey, but getting back to these impressions?
Yeah.
Would you please do one for me, please?
I don't know.
Please, so good. It's all anyone wants to hear.
That's
the word on the street.
Okay, well, look, what would you want to hear?
Oh, let me think. What if you are Buck Owens' ghost? Remember Buck Owens?
Sure. Yeah, he's a country music legend.
Can we do like a little interview where I'll ask you some questions and you can answer?
As Buck Owens' ghost?
Yes.
It's now, though. He's back.
Yeah, but I mean, he still probably have retained a little bit of that twang, that drawl.
Sure, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure he would. Yeah, he would.
So, Buck Owens' ghost. What did it feel like when you heard that the Beatles were covering your songs? Here's the biggest act in the world right now, and they're actually calling ahead to get acetates of your records before they even came out.
Now, would you think Buck Owens, help me to see it, would he have like a ghostly quality as well as a twang?
Yeah, there should be some kind of like echo if you can do that.
I don't know if I can do, like, well, like, oh,
yeah,
shoot.
It's kind of spooky too.
Yeah, well, shoot, I was honored to hear that them boys from Liverpool were looking to do some of my music. I didn't think it would go all the way over there to the United Kingdom. And it opened a lot of doors for me. And I started playing like Europe and Japan.
I like that. That's really good.
Is this good?
Buck Owens' ghost.
Yeah?
You were the architect of the Bakersfield sound. How was that different than, like, I don't know, the Nashville scene?
Well, we were doing more of a thing where it was a little more basic and not as produced as a lot of the Nashville records were. Oh
my God! Ooh. Buck Owens' ghost, you were on the TV show Hee Haw.
That's right.
It only ran for about 3 years, but it ended up being the longest running syndicated show in TV history for many years. What was it like being on that show? Was it fun?
Was it fun being on Hee Haw? Yeah, it was a good time. Well, it ran for more than 3 years, son. You're wrong. You're wrong on that.
No, I thought it was just 3 years.
Well, son, it started in '69. I was hosting it with Roy Clark, and I was a host all the way till '86. Who the hell's interviewing me right now?
Oof, well,
you don't know a damn thing about me,
Oof,
son.
Sorry about that. Buck Owens' ghost?
Yeah?
You're from the town of Bakersfield, as is another artist. What do you think of the band Korn?
Well, I gotta say, I was a bit shocked to come back to Bakersfield, even as in my ghostly form, when I came back to Bakersfield and I was used to me being the top dog when it came to music here. And then I come back and I see that this band Korn, which is also some kids who are from these parts, were somehow selling millions of albums. And sure, there's and the names, like my name's Buck, which is not my given name, but this band had Monkey and Head and a fella named Fieldy, along with a guy named Jonathan singing lead and a drummer named David. And to hear that music, it sounded like, I didn't know it was music at first. When I heard it, I was like, surely there must be new instruments that have been invented since my passing. And then I saw them playing normal looking guitars, although they were way too green and shiny. And I just don't know how a bass guitar could have that. It seems like they just barely put the strings on that thing and it just was laying across the pickups. And then that singer was just singing about, like, porno.
Wow. Oh! Hey! He came back!
Who came back?
Weird Wild Stuff. Hey, can Weird Wild Stuff do a quick take?
Yes, please.
Come here, boy! Hello!
Wait, hello?
Tom!
Wait, who's this?
Weird Wild Stuff!
This is an actual dog?
Yes!
Weird, this is weird, you're a dog.
Yes!
What's up, boy?
I want to do a take!
You want to do what?
A take!
A take?
I think the first episode of Black Mirror was the scariest. After that one, the one where the people have to do all the stuff to not have their secrets exposed, was the scariest.
Wait, you're a dog and you're talking about Black Mirror?
Yes.
So you're a... Okay. Like, I didn't know that dogs could... Like, watch that.
We watch all kinds of stuff. Also, my favorite porno films of 2016 are, in no particular order,
Weird Wild Stuff, I don't want to hear your favorite
porno. Pumping!
I'm bleeping you.
Wieners!
I bleeped you.
Oh, Tom.
What?
I'm so embarrassed. He told me he was going to keep this PG.
Yeah, well, he didn't. He got pretty gross.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Bad boy. Bad dog.
Bad dog!
Yeah, there you go.
Very bad dog. Very bad dog.
Yeah. I didn't know he...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
Oh no!
Is that him?
Oh no!
That's your dog. That's Weird Wild Stuff.
Oh my god! Weird Wild Stuff! You're rabid!
Are you alright?
Booty the magazine!
Wow, there goes Stevie B. Might not be accepting that Grammy in person. Now, I'd like to launch a new segment on this show. We have calls. We'll get back to Dog Sember. I want to do a thing because, sure, the best show's clearly missing something because we don't get covered by Podmas anymore. God knows they have the best of 2016 not in it. That's neither here nor there. But, hey, Pat, do you have your dog here? Pat Byrne, you know Pat Byrne. One of the bright lights of the best show. One of the bright lights. I mean, you got Dudio and Mike, and they're great. But you got Pat. Pat's a positive guy. Now, we're going to do a segment here What's up, Jub Jub? And your dog's name is Jub Jub.
Yeah. How does that rank or sit?
How did Jub Jub get the name?
Well, it's kind of like a Simpsons / Conan kind of reference.
Come here, boy. Come here, girl. Come here, Jub Jub. Jub Jub's cute.
Yeah.
You're so good. Jub Jub. So we're going to do a thing where me and Jub Jub and Dudio, you have your dog? Hans gave up. Dudio's dog, Hans, gave up. We're going to do a segment now called Dough Dogs. D-O-U-G-H, where me and Jub Jub review fast food. Now, what is this now? This is a fish. This is Burger King.
Yeah. And we should thank a listener, too, who gave us that coupon.
Yes.
After the Whopper challenge.
Craig, right?
Craig, yeah. I think
Human
it was,
Clock.
Human Clock gave us a $10 Best Show Burger King coupon that we used $9 of.
Yes.
It was under 10.
Hey, Jub Jub, go get your burger.
You're
good. Jub Jub will be reviewing what now?
This is the classic Burger King cheeseburger.
Jub Jub, go get that cheeseburger.
Come on, Jubs.
Get that cheeseburger. Go over there.
Come on.
Come here. Come get Jubs. Up there.
Come on, Jubs.
Oh, Jub Jub's is Jub Jub is going to review on this segment of Dough Dogs. Come on, it's a burger. What kind of dog? Why are you scared of a burger?
He's afraid to go in the chair. Come on, Jubs.
Oh, you can bring the mic. Why don't you get on that mic and bring it down? Why don't you do one of the ones you can lower and you...
I think I can get her. Once she's in the chair, she'll be here.
Get in the chair, Jub Jub. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Jub Jub.
Oh, just terrified.
Jub Jub, you're going to eat a burger.
It's okay.
Somebody wants to know, your Jub Jub's not named after an Ewok song.
No, but they apparently say that, too, in Return of the Jedi.
The Ewoks?
It's part of their dialogue. They say Jub Jub. Yeah.
I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
The day after Thanksgiving, on TV, they showed all the Star Wars movies. And I was like, look, I don't need to ever watch... first of all, I never watch any of those prequels ever again. But I was watching them, and they were even worse than I thought they were. The computer animation is like, at this point, it's so out of date that it looks like when you go to like an amusement park and they like put you into the thing.
Right.
Like that's
the ride of the
movie. Or you can like act out on the set of something and they'll like put you and your family in as if you're on, as if you're like on the Enterprise together. Like their thing was like the highest. It was like state of the art when it happened, but the thing is, technology keeps moving forward to where now they can replicate what's in those Star Wars movies at like amusement parks.
Yeah, or even just some Snapchat filters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it looks like garbage. So then I started watching this. I was walking in and out over the course of the day, and then I watch some of Return of the Jedi, and that And then these Ewoks, these little dudes. I used to hate the Ewoks. I'm watching this and I'm like, hey, these dudes are alright. They're fighting.
Came around to the
Can't
Ewoks.
I strangely enough came around on the Ewoks. C-3PO's worse than that. That's the worst character in all of creative fiction.
Right.
Hey, Dudio, will you take pictures of this?
Yeah, you gotta hand it to the Ewoks for being a person in a costume versus, like, it's easy to appreciate them more now.
Exactly.
Than, you know.
Rather than somebody just getting, just somebody done.
I still think nothing looks better than Jurassic Park CGI, which was, like, almost a decade before that.
Yeah.
I mean, it
looks good. Now, welcome to Dough Dogs. Jub Jub and I are going to be sampling some Burger King food, and we're going to review it. I've got a fish sandwich here, a classic. It's 100% white Alaskan pollock it's made with. Now, don't post any pictures of me, just of Jub Jub.
Okay. This is 100% beef with no fillers and no preservatives.
Okay. Now, Jub Jub, I want you to try some of that cheeseburger, Jub Jub. cheeseburger. The only dog I've ever seen yanking his head away from a cheeseburger. There he goes. He's eating the cheeseburger. Chomping it. How's the cheeseburger, buddy? He's chomping it. Mm. Okay. I'm going to sample this fish sandwich.
All right, I'm going to peel back the bun. She's not into the bun very much. I don't blame her. There you go.
Now, the bun on this is a little over baked, almost like it's I don't know. And the tartar sauce is quite tangy. Jub's eating a burger.
Mm-hmm.
How's that burger? Look, he's tearing. She's tearing into it.
Now she gets it. She's licking and chomping.
Can you move the mic right next to Jub's face? Listen to that. That's a dog eating a burger. This is Dough Dogs. We started with Burger King, our first thing. It's me and dogs reviewing fast food. She's...
Oh, she's done.
She ate the entire burger. Now she's getting to the bun. The bun... How's the bun now? Now, you seem to be enjoying the bun a little more than you were before, Jub. I guess you were more interested in the meat, and now the bun seems to be something you're interested in eating. And that's the burger.
That's it.
And here comes Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Good. I just fed a dog a burger on the radio.
There you go. That's Dodo. Now, Jub, how would you describe that burger? Pretty good. You're licking your chops.
Lips, yeah.
Yeah. Chops, Mike. Dog licks. Right. Dog licks his chops.
There are such things called lips.
Ugh, this guy. Lips and chops. I can't believe we're talking about lips and chops with Mike.
She liked it. She wants more.
Yeah.
Ooh, you smell like Burger King, huh? That's... Yeah.
Yeah, now you smell like Burger King. Yeah. All right, calm down with this one person saying they on Twitter where they have a hard time with anybody having opinions about Star Wars. Look, I don't care either way. They could delete these movies from history, and I wouldn't miss a wink of sleep. If suddenly we rolled, it's like suddenly, there's no more Star Wars. We're taking it all away. Good, fine, take it away. I don't care. I was just watching the dumb things were on TV. Can't win it. Can't win, Mike. I can't win these days. And there's Jub eating. You can see it over his Best Show for Life. That is maybe the best picture I've ever seen of Jub. biting. I'll put that up. That
well is done.
So on Dough Dogs, we got Burger King, my fish sandwich. I'd say this is I give it a 3 out of 10. Jub, what would you give the that cheeseburger? Was it a hamburger?
Cheeseburger.
How was the cheese, first of all? Was it, what kind of cheese was that? Like American cheese, probably? Mm-hmm. You seem to like it, though, huh? Yeah? Okay, buddy. I want to ask you, well, do you want to try some of this filet of fish? Nah, you'll throw up all over the place. Can't load a dog up on too much. I like the idea that I'm worried a dog can't eat two items from Burger King, but a human... I would have no, if I saw a human eating two items from it, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like a dog, I'm just like, no, you can't do that to a dog.
Right.
Can't give a dog two of those.
What kind of person would do that to a living thing?
Jub, can I ask you a couple things? Just like, you're a dog and you say like your dog sleeps so well and stuff. How come I can't sleep anymore, Jub? What is that? What? Okay, your collar shaking. Well, I mean, why is that? Is it just it's the stress, you think? Is it the stress? Because I kind of wind myself up a little too much there, Jub. And then it's just like it seems like my mind's going 100 miles an hour. You think this is related to this car accident at all? Is there any connection between me, the car accident, and me thinking about mortality so much, Jub? Any? Yeah, and there goes Jub. Looks a little woozy from that burger. Well, that's it for Dough Dogs, our new show where I review fast food with dogs. I look forward to being in the Podmass, which is going out of business from what I heard, AV Club.
Oh.
I heard it will that they will not make it to Valentine's Day, is what I hear. And I also hear that the person who contacted me, which I'm not, I gotta say allegedly now, because I did not get a photograph of this person who met with Mike, saying $1,500 would get me into Podmass. Allegedly, someone from Podmass said $1,500 would get the best show listed as the number one podcast of the year. So, why does that bother me so much, Jub? I don't care. With Podmass, why do I care? You know why? I'm working hard on this show, Jub. Why do I care so much? I'm just human. Why? Why, buddy? Yeah, he doesn't care. She doesn't care. Well, Dough Dogs will be back. I don't know when. When will Dough Dogs be back? We'll see at some point. When? Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Yes. We'll bring it back very soon. Best show.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi,
this
who's
is, it? Can you hear me?
I can. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. What's your name?
My name's Ryan. I'm from Brooklyn.
Ryan from Brooklyn. What's up, buddy? You got a dog?
Not much. I have a dog.
What's your dog's name?
His name's Heathcliff.
Heathcliff. Now, yeah. Is that named after the other Wuthering Heights, or is it named after the cartoon cat?
He's named after the cat.
So you gave your dog a ironic name.
Yeah.
All right. Brooklyn.
Heath Garbage.
What's that?
Heath Garbage.
Heath Garbage.
Yeah.
So you call your dog Garbage also?
No. He eats garbage.
He eats garbage. Can't get rid of that cough. It's a cough. Weird. Can't, why not going away? Ever since the accident. Got a cough. Very strange. So your dog eats garbage.
Well, I called because my wife has a song, but also because he wanted to talk to you.
Let's talk to Heathcliff first.
Okay. Let me grab him.
Heathcliff!
You hear him?
Did I hear that? Are you kidding? That dog sounds like, you sure that's a dog?
Yeah.
Sure that's not a tiger? More. Give me more.
More?
Yeah. What kind of dog is Heathcliff? What kind of dog is Heathcliff?
He's a pit bull mix.
Ah, I like it. Can you send me a picture of Heathcliff?
Yeah, sure.
Because right now Heathcliff is in the lead in terms of the barking part.
Good.
And I'm going to make a donation to a dog shelter of the winner's choice.
Oh, great. He's from Animal Control in Brooklyn.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the song your wife sings to Heathcliff?
She has a bunch, but I don't know. I can pass the phone over to her. She can.
No, why don't you
serenade?
Let's hear it.
Here she is.
Hey.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Scarlett.
Scarlett.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Scarlett?
I'm good, and I want to say that Heathcliff is naughty garbage. He eats really well.
Yeah, you didn't like that, did you?
No. As the mother.
Yeah, you didn't like, my dog eats garbage.
Yeah, Ryan thinks it's funny.
Yeah, Ryan, meanwhile, Ryan probably eats worse than Heathcliff.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know, Ryan's vegan. Heathcliff doesn't eat poultry or grains, so.
But he likes, do you feed Heathcliff meat?
No, we just feed him dog food that doesn't have poultry or grain.
What if Heathcliff got his hands on a burger? What would he do? His hands? He doesn't have hands. He has paws.
He would grow hands. Heathcliff will eat anything. Mm-hmm. He has eaten a run-over Subway sandwich before. He's eaten crazy things. But you know how pit bulls are. Their skin isn't so good sometimes.
Now these poor dogs, they don't have it so easy sometimes, and sometimes they end up with some mange or different things, and because they can be neglected so much.
Oh yeah, no. Well, I mean, he was homeless in January, if you can imagine, but now he's the opposite and so taken care of. The poor guy, his life. Well, you'll understand when I sing you the song.
Let's hear the song.
I have a lot of songs, but
let's hear the song.
One has been in heavy rotation.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I just want to say before I say it that I felt like in a previous caller you were making fun of her because her song was riffing off of another song.
No,
don't
I'm
make
not.
Fun of me.
I'm just saying I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm not going to make fun of you. Just don't worry. I'm not putting any look. Everybody's songs are generally song parodies. I don't know anybody sitting down with a guitar or in front of a piano writing new songs for their dog.
I wish in my future life. Okay, well, he's the song. There he is, you running into the room to hear it. It goes, start spreading the news. I'm going to the park. I'm gonna be a part of it. Prospect Park. I'm going to do all these poos, and I need somewhere to play. I will. Oh, I don't know. I just keep going.
Are you kidding? That was great. That was a great song. Prospect Park.
Yeah, well, we live a block from the park, and he's a regular.
Which one's Prospect Park again? Is that the one you hang out at, Mike? Where's the one you used to play softball? McCarran Park. That's right. You ever take Heathcliff to McCarran Park?
Prospect Park is like half the size of Central Park, and we live right there, so we don't really.
You should bring Heathcliff. Should bring Heathcliff to McCarran Park, and let him chomp down on one of those kickballs, right? Let him just pop the kickball.
Oh, my God. That would happen pretty fast.
Hey, your dog popped our kickball?
Yeah. I don't know if Ryan told you, but he's like 85 pounds, so he's huge.
Yeah. I love it. Our dog, your dog ran off with our kickball and then he popped it?
Yeah. And I'd be like, get a life. You have like 9 kids and 5 houses.
5 houses?
Look,
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Look, I'm going to say this. Your song was great. Heathcliff is great. And I salute both of you, all 3 of you.
Thanks. And if you want, I'm going to donate to a shelter. Ryan told me to be part of it. I hope you, Sean Casey or Animal Control and ASPCA, they all do amazing things here in New York.
All right. We'll see if you win.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Tony in Portland.
Tony in Portland.
Happy Dogcember.
What's Happy Dogcember to you, Tony?
I have my dog Sam here, who's been kind of cooperating with making noises, but we might have worn him down.
Now, but Sam, what kind of dog is Sam?
Sam's a golden doodle.
A golden.
He's about 50 pounds. 3/4 poodle, 1/4 golden retriever.
And is Sam a good dog?
He's a very well trained, badly behaved dog. He has leash issues. Otherwise, he's good.
That was not Sam, was it?
No, that was my assistant.
Your assistant.
My daughter, Maddie.
Your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear this. Let's hear Sam.
All right. Let's see if we can get into it.
There you go.
Who's this, Sam?
Wow.
All right. Well, we cheated because we rang the doorbell.
No, that's not cheating.
Okay.
Don't worry. You ring the doorbell all you want.
So that was Sam's bark was whenever the doorbell rings.
Sam did a pretty good job barking there. Now, do you sing any songs to Sam?
No, not really. Usually just sort of like, you know, kind of bomb guitar riff, but nothing really,
all right.
Nothing that you really react to.
Okay. Well,
do you, Sam?
I gotta say, Sam's got a good bark.
Yeah, he does. You know, it's not always, at the best moments, but.
Now, where's the name Sam come from?
Sam, I mean, his full name is Samuel Von Long John Peabody. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Samuel Von.
Dr. Samuel Von Long John Peabody Esquire. Dawkins Pomper.
Doctor?
Dr. Samuel Von Long John Peabody Esquire.
Are we sure about the Esquire part? We're sure he's earned that?
Yeah, I guess we sort of fudged on his papers because we sort of have that option.
Well,
but he's the.
I'm going to just call him Sam. Your dog sounds pretty awesome.
He's a pretty good dog. He's good looking anyway.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
All right.
Best show. Hello. Hi. Hey. Hey, you. If you're on hold, you might be on the air right now. Hey. What's up? Hey, dog. Dog owner. Hey, great call, Mike. I gotta tell you, this guy. He's got senioritis. Might be time for him to graduate, right? Guy's got senioritis. Might be time to give him a diploma, throw him out of here. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Nick in Portland. I've got a dog for the topic.
All right, let's hear, what's the name of your dog?
Murph.
Murph. Now, how did Murph get his or her name?
His. My girlfriend and I are fans of the Chris Gethard show. We like the character Murph. We thought it was a solid name. It's a fun name to yell at a dog and to come to you.
So your dog is named after Murph Meyer.
Yes.
The announcer on the Chris Gethard show.
Yes.
What's wrong? You couldn't name your dog a Banana Man?
That's going to be our second dog's name.
Banana Man? Or you could name your dog after somebody on The Best Show. You know, don't name off like Chris Gethard.
Studio or something?
Yeah, Doggio.
Doggio?
Right? What about that?
Right? That's honestly, that's solid. That is going to be my next dog's name.
I don't know about that. Let me revisit that.
Okay.
Not Doggio. What about Puccio? No, I don't know. Ape. What about something with AP Mike, right? Why don't you name your dog apmike.bandcamp.com? Would you do that? Would you consider that?
apmike.bandcamp.com? That would be a lot to yell, like if he's at the dog park.
That's true, but you just but I think it's a good way to yell it out at the dog park, get some clicks for Mike.
Oh, that's true.
You're at the dog park. apmike.bandcamp.com. What's that? Somebody hears that. I'll check that out. Oh wow, look at these shirts. Mass's Tavern. How about that? Oh, wow, he has headshots also. Oh, they're autographed? Oh, only $10. Oh, I'll buy one of these and six Massive shirts. Oh, and he's got a song called Michael Perry. This seems like fun.
What if I just named him Michael Perry?
Mike, what do you think of that? Mike likes that. So let's hear this dog of yours.
Murph, come here.
Murph!
Did that come through?
Murph! Yeah, I heard it. Let's get more. Murph!
Come,
come on, Murph! AP Mutt is what Daniel Rawson just said. AP Mutt.
AP Mutt.
What's wrong?
That's pretty good.
What
he's sleepy.
Oh, hold on. What happened out there?
He has a thing where he will bark a whole bunch.
Mike just threw Pat's dog out. What happened?
What happened on your end or my end?
It's on my end, I heard somebody scream. What happened?
Oh, God.
Pat's dog bit Mike. That's what Pat's saying. Oh. Pat and Daniel thought of the same joke. But then Mike's claiming that Pat's dog bit him. Mike's probably just trying to settle out of court with him here. Just give me $30. Give me $30, I won't press charges. Yeah. What was that? You got a parrot?
That is Murph's favorite toy. My girlfriend's trying to get him to bark more. He has like a little skillet with bacon and eggs on it, like a stuffed thing, and he doesn't care. He's real sleepy.
Well, that seems like the cutest thing I've ever heard. He's got a little little rubber skillet.
It's his favorite thing. He tears through toys. He's on his like sixth version of the skillet.
All right. Well, look, you and Sam hit the hay. You said you know.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Sounds good, Tom.
Bye. Who's on the hotline, Mike? Best show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, I know who this is.
It's DJ Terry T.
It's DJ Terry T.
Hi.
How are you? How are you, Terry T?
I am fine.
Long time
no see. I know you're supposed to call in if you have a dog, but as you know, our dog, Dogmo, has passed.
Yes, Dogmo's not with us anymore. The late, great Dogmo. All these other dogs come in second against Dogmo.
Exactly. But I am calling in on behalf of the second greatest dog in the world.
Yes.
Which is our good friend Leah's dog, Otto.
Yes, Otto is number two. Otto comes in second. Jub-Jub is third.
What did you say?
Jub-Jub is third. Hans is...
Otto...
Hans comes in 85th. Oh, doo-doo, I'm so sorry. Look, I didn't do the rankings on this. Sorry. Oh, wait, no, it's not 85th. It's 850. There was a zero there. Oh, wait, no, it's not 850. It's 85,000. Your dog came in 85,000 on the list of the best dogs, doo-doo. Oh, man. Oh, wait, no, I looked at it wrong. It's 8. It's just 8. Hans came in 8th on the list. So, yes, Otto is a great dog.
Yes. And his one thing is he used to really be completely reactive and angry at mailmen.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a song to the tune of NWA's F the Police for Otto reacting to the mailman.
And how did that go?
Otto will swarm on any mail carrier in a blue uniform. Just because I'm from the Bradley Beach, punk postals are afraid of me. F the mailman. F the mailman. F the mailman.
F the mailman.
Yes.
I gotta say, you might be in the lead on the song contest, DJ Terry T.
Otto, sorry.
No, I got it.
Otto Will Swarm.
F the Mailman might win the...
F the Mailman.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, all the other lines are lit. I want to take these calls real quick I can wrap up.
Okay.
All right, okay. You have a grand evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to tell you all about Pat Byrne, who you just heard on Dough Dogs, our first segment of Dough Dogs. Pat hosts Prove It All Night over on WFMU every Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight. And this Saturday, December 10th, is the exciting Prove It All Night live show, which they do on a regular basis. This show will be at the WFMU Performance Space Saturday, December 10th from 9 p.m. to midnight, featuring Micah Brucci, Emily Winter, and Madonna Refugia, Madonna Refugia, and music from Milk DK. And if you want more info, look, it's a great show. I've seen a bunch of them and I've been in the show. It's fantastic. Pat does it there. It's a lot of fun. If you're in New York or New Jersey, you want to check it out. Go check it out in Jersey City, WFMU Performance Space. On Twitter, you can find out more at Prove It Show, at Prove It Show. It's worth checking out. The announcement I said I would make, here it comes. My friends, the best show. We've talked about it for a while, and now it's happening. Starting on, are we starting on the first of the year? On the first of the year, best show 24/7, it'll be a 24/7 live stream, like Best Show Radio, all around the clock, with all sorts of special things programmed in. You can just click on it at any point, listen to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of cool clips and rare things and all sorts of surprises and stuff. It'll be really fun to listen to. Best Show 24/7. It's a nonstop Best Show stream. And it will debut on January 1st, 2017. We'll start the year off right with Best Show 24/7, our around-the-clock channel. Another announcement hopefully next week. That shakes out. We'll see. Best show. Hello. Hi. Nope. Okay. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is Breeley from Birmingham.
What's your name?
Breeley.
Breeley?
Yes.
How are you, Breeley?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, that's right.
What do you say to everybody? You can say it. Roll Tide.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is that the name of your dog, Roll Tide?
No.
No, it's not.
My dog's name is Hazel, and I just wanted to share this song with you that I sing to her sometimes.
I would love to hear this.
Okay. Hazel the dog. 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 Dog. Dog.
I love it. That was awesome. That was great.
Thanks.
Classic.
And she just gets super excited about it.
What kind of dog is Hazel?
She's like a crazy terrier mixed with something else. I'm not really sure. She's got crazy hair, though.
Wow. Hazel sounds awesome. And thanks for the song, Breeley.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye. Best show.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Lana in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Lana in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yep.
Now,
and my dog, Cooper.
Cooper.
Is Coop. Yep. He's a 13-year-old Chihuahua.
Okay. How did Cooper get his or her name?
It's actually Special Agent Dale Cooper. So, from Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Which I was a big fan of 13 years ago. This was, you know, back before it was on Netflix, and it was the coolest thing in the world to get it on VHS from some copy of a copy.
Sure.
So, and I actually hadn't seen the second season in a long time when I named him, and there's actually an episode in the second season where the David Lynch character says to Cooper, "Today, Cooper, you remind me of a tiny Mexican chihuahua." And I didn't even remember that when I named him.
But it was maybe planted in your brain somewhere.
Maybe, maybe.
Did you know
so
Mike?
In order
Mike,
to get,
Mike,
oh, yeah.
had a, Mike had a dog.
Yes.
And this dog's name was Drowning Pool. Named after the band Drowning Pool.
Okay.
And I told him it was a bad name.
Okay.
And he named the dog that last year, Drowning Pool.
Okay.
He just got this dog. And then you know what he told me? I was like, "Where?
What?
How's Drowning Pool doing?" He said, "Who? Drowning Pool, your dog." And then you know what he said? I traded in Drowning Pool. I was like, "What do you mean traded in? What do you mean traded in?" He's like, "Yeah, I got a copy of The Master on DVD from my guy, and I traded I traded Drowning Pool for a bootleg DVD."
You know, I have to say, every time my husband is alone with my dog,
yeah,
people come up to him and try to purchase the dog, or like say, like, you know, like, "How much do you want? How much do you want for him?"
They try to.
And my husband's like,
"What?
Dog's not for sale." Yeah. And then people get mad. Or people come up and be like, "Hey, can I take a picture of your dog for my blog?" And my husband, Kevin, will be like, "Yeah, sure, I guess. What's your blog called?" And the person said, this is a true story, "Well, it's actually about, it's a blog about dogs with big D's."
Ew.
I was like, "What?" And then Kevin was like, "Yeah, you can put it on there, just don't show his face." Which is bad.
I gotta say.
But,
I gotta say, the weirdo with the blog is still coming up in second place. Compared to Kevin. What's wrong with you, Kevin?
Kevin's all right.
Yeah, I'm not nuts about Kevin. I gotta say, I've never been nuts about him.
Well, I can probably get Cooper to make sounds if you, me, and Kevin howl like a wolf pack, and then Cooper will join us.
All right, let's
probably
try this.
Okay, let me put you on speakerphone. Okay, all right. You ready, Coop? All right. Wolfpack. Okay, you ready, Tom?
Let's do it.
Okay. Ow! 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 Did you hear? Were you able to hear Cooper?
I was trying to hit some weird low frequency that would drive Cooper insane. Let me try just
mine.
Let me try just mine.
Okay. Hold on. Just this.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, is that Kevin? Weirdo. Kevin. Hey, Kevin. You're weird. You're weird, Kevin.
I'm not going to get in the way of my dog's career.
Stop. Stop your dog's career. You're telling people not even put the dog's face in the thing, and then you're weird, dude. You're weird. You're weird.
Okay.
Cooper should want nothing to do with you, Kevin.
This call's about Cooper.
Yes, it is. Be quiet. Okay, try to make... Tom, I want to see if Cooper can hear your frequency.
Cooper, listen to this.
Ooh. He actually licked the phone.
He licked the phone?
He did. And then just kind of looked quizzically at it. Right. Did not begin howling. Well,
Cooper's having a hard time with this weird, the weird thing Kevin's putting in his little doggy head. Not nuts about Kevin. Sorry, Kevin.
Well, Cooper likes Kevin more than my ex-boyfriend. This was like, almost 10 years ago. We were just hanging out and like watching TV or something in bed. And Cooper came up and took a dump on the pillow right next to my ex-boyfriend's head.
All the stories Mike wanted. Here you go, Mike. You happy? You're happy?
Mike should get a chihuahua. Like, there's lots of rescue chihuahuas. And I just think, like, chihuahuas live a long time. Like,
Drowning
15,
Pool
20
was
years.
A chihuahua. Drowning Pool was a chihuahua.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what he said? His name, the next dog is going to be called The Master.
Okay.
In memory of the dog he traded for a DVD. I want to just say this.
Yes.
I want to say this. Cooper.
Okay.
Cooper. Cooper. Attack Kevin. Attack Kevin. Maul him. Maul Kevin. Cooper. Schnell. Schnell. Cooper. Schnell. Attack Kevin.
Cooper.
Schnell.
Attack Kevin, Cooper. Attack Kevin. Get him.
Rip his throat out.
He did.
Rip his throat out. Get him!
Did you hear?
Rip his throat out!
Wait, did you hear? Come on, what's this? Get this! You're
sure
excited.
Are you sure Cooper's...
Cooper to violence.
Cooper sounds like either a dog or a theremin. You sure Cooper's not a theremin? You just have in the house?
I'm not sure what Cooper is. Chihuahuas are aliens.
Did John Spencer ever come over and play with Cooper?
No. He's kind of more like an accordion, like a squeeze box, kind of.
All right. I got to end the show now.
Okay. I have a quick song, though.
Let's
which
hear
is
it.
Very quick.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is, when it's cold out or snowing or raining, and I just want Cooper to go in and out when it's, has to do his business, I didn't even realize it, but I was singing this little song to him. And Kevin, actually, one time we were in a hurry, and he was like, quick, get Cooper to go. Sing your sick incantation. And then I did, and it worked.
Now, what
and
is
it
a sick
goes,
incantation?
Go pee-pee-goo. Go pee-pee-goo. And it totally works.
It worked, yeah. He's working on on Mike. I think your song just worked on Mike. He's wrapped a towel around himself. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Good night, Tom.
Tighten it up, Kevin. Get your act together. You're a weird guy. Mike?
Some sick stuff.
Yeah, it was sick. You liked it.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't approve.
Oh, scared me, Jub-Jub.
Jub-Jub.
Come here, Jub-Jub. Jub-Jub knows there's a fish sandwich on the table. Uh-huh. So what do you have, Mike, to say?
Well, yeah, I had a little song. Sorry.
Yeah. What's it called? Phlegm Attack?
Yeah, well, I heard a lot from people who walk their dogs in the cities, mm-hmm. but, I grew up in the suburbs. We had three dogs growing up. Mm-hmm. We had Butch, we had Casey, mm-hmm. and then we had Riley. And, it was our job to, he'd go in the backyard. We let him out.
All three of them?
Yeah, well, no, we only had one dog at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we never had three at once.
All right.
But, sometimes, we'd let the dog out, mm-hmm. and they'd be barking, and my father didn't know the dog was in the backyard, mm-hmm. and he would yell. He would say, "Who let the dog out?" And we would say, "I did." He'd yell again, "Who let the dog out?" And we said, "I did." So then we turned it into a little song.
And how's it go?
It goes, "Who let the dog out?" "I did. I did." "Who let the dog out?" "I did." "Uh-huh. I did." Yeah. You like it?
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, what you just did, Mike.
What?
That's a sound collage right there. You just made the sound collage. Congratulations. There hasn't been a new clip in the Santa Claus
in
a while.
Yeah, I had to get one in there.
The second dog clip, too.
Yeah. Rather than, what's the first one in the Santa Claus from Mike?
Oh, the doggies, yeah. How much is that doggy? Dog. Oh, yeah. Do you have,
Exciting news. Will Arnett and Natasha Lyonne announced the movie Show Dogs, that Will Arnett will play a human FBI agent with a Rottweiler NYPD police dog voiced by Ludacris, the hip-hop star Ludacris. When an underground network of illegal animal traders is uncovered at a dog show, Arnett and Ludacris get some help from Natasha Lyonne, who's an experienced dog trainer. Stanley Tucci, Shaquille O'Neal, and Alan Cumming are also part of the cast. Well, I guess I'll wait for my guild screener to come for award season for this, for Show Dogs.
Is Ludacris back that ass up? Is that Ludacris?
Mike, I don't... Stop it. Stop. I want to say, Mike actually wants to know if he can borrow Jub-Jub because he'd like to get a copy of Sully on DVD. He wants to trade in your dog for a DVD of Sully.
Yeah.
To his bootleg person?
Yeah, to his bootleg guy. Okay. He'll just trade, he'll cash him in. Right. How much for this dog?
Well, why don't I wait behind the corner?
Get on the mic, Pat. Come on. What do you know how these mics work?
Why don't we make a heist of it, and then you trade the dog for the DVD, and then I come out, and I get the dog, and then we both run for it, watch it at your house.
Yeah.
Why is everyone in here and I'm out there?
It's because your dog didn't come in top five, dude. This top five dogs only. Top five dog owners only. Uh-huh.
He just gave us these pins.
Came in eighth, bro.
I'll be out here with
Sorry.
I felt bad for Hans.
Hans came in eighth. Uh-huh. Look, eighth is respectable. So of all the dogs on the planet, he came in eighth. Eighth.
Who's before him?
Jub-Jub.
Who's 7 and 6 and 5 and 4?
Some other dogs.
Jesus.
Were you ever terrified by a dog when you were a kid?
Yeah, I got bit by a dog delivering newspapers.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I got chased by a dog.
It was this one house that had like a chihuahua, right? It's a small, little, unintimidating dog, but they're kind of mean-spirited, some of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Big dogs sometimes don't know how big they are, and little dogs don't know how small they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you and this chihuahua got into
it? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'd have to pass this house going to a friend's, and every day it'd be running up and down the fence, you know, snarling at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never forgot it.
Yeah?
Still haunts me.
What's the dog's name? Do you know now?
Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi. That sounds made up. You're making stuff up now.
I'm just...
Mike.
Going with the flow.
Who let the dog out?
Who let the dog out? I did.
All right. Get out. APMike.bandcamp.com, is that still an active concern?
Yeah, it's still going. Still going. People are still ordering.
All the sizes of shirts are
still in stock? Yeah, if you get your orders in this week, you'll get them for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm on top of it.
Mike's getting these massive shirts out.
One word to my international fans.
Pay let me do the work with this. Pay the extra shipping.
Yeah.
The whole point of Mike doing these shirts is that he can make a little scratch.
Yeah.
On this whole thing. And if you guys stiff him on the shipping, then the whole point of these shirts is as much for Mike to get paid for the shirt as it is for you to get the shirt.
Yes, yes.
Let him make a couple bucks off the
shirt.
Yeah,
I don't set the postal rates.
Yeah, it's not him.
I'm not, using bulk containers to add weight, but
you're gonna trick the guy.
Yeah.
Like he tells you a certain number and then you PayPal him just the usual domestic thing. No, not Mike's fault. You don't live in the U.S.
And then I had some Canadian post office returned the shirt I sent to Canada, and the note was they returned it because I didn't have my full name. In my return address. You know,
that's
like,
the dumbest thing I ever heard. Yeah. Some bored mailman.
Some bored mailman just sticking it to me.
Yeah. It's not easy, Mike.
No, it's not.
It's not easy. You're in it now.
I'm in it.
APMike.bandcamp.com. But people generally, I'll say this. I see these shirts. I hear nothing but nice stuff about these shirts, and they show up in a prompt fashion.
Timely manner, yes.
Never heard anybody say anything other than glowing stuff about these. Then look, Mike's got the headshots. He's got massive shirts. He's got his song, Michael Perry. He's got the children's book that he got Charlie Murphy to read.
Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Morgan. Check it out. Go support Mike with his endeavor over at apmike.bandcamp.com. And Pat, you wanted to mention a dog shelter?
Quickly, yeah. I just want to say for any people who like Jub, she came from 11th Hour Rescue out in Randolph, New Jersey.
Okay.
And it's a great shelter. They have great dogs and a lot that need homes. So go check out 11th Hour Rescue.
Yeah, and Jub, you've had a lot of fun with Jub, and Mike is going to have a lot of fun with that Sully DVD that he gets for Jub.
They actually contacted me since I fed Jub a cheeseburger, and they
yeah,
want,
they want Jub back. They figure you crossed the line.
Yeah, uh-huh. So she might be available. If you go
Jub might be available. And or you might, 2 weeks from now, you might want to check the Duane Reade parking lot, get a dog named Sully. Right? Dog will be named Hudson.
I have to say, in the DVD bootleg world, Sully was in high demand where I was employed. Mm-hmm. Sully is number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they had a hard time getting a good copy.
Well, dare to dream. We can only hope they figure it out and get another one. Yeah, all right, guys. I want to say to you, the best show. We reached another point here tonight, my friends. Why is this not playing? Hold on. What did I do? Hold on. Pop that down. Put this up. Why is it not playing? There it is. Sorry. As I was saying, my friends, dogs are important. They can be your best friend. There's a reason why they're called man's best friend. And your dog can be your pal. But what you gotta do, you gotta get a dog. If you want a dog, you get a dog. Like the way Rocky had Butkus. He even had to sell his dog so that he could get his boxing career going. But you don't have to even buy a dog to get a dog. You can go to an animal shelter. There's plenty of great shelters in the area. Wherever you are. When you're ready for a dog, you go get a dog. And I gotta say this, I had a dog, Dogmo. And it's a while since Dogmo's been gone. And, you know, I feel it, the loss. But, you know, it's been a while. And I got to say, 2016 has been a bad year in a lot of ways. But I'm saying this right now. Before this year's over, I'm getting another dog. You hear that? I'm gonna get another dog. I'm done with this. Best show is over. Dogcember is over. We'll be back next week in studio. John Hodgman in studio. Hayes Davenport. Best show back. You don't put us on your list. We don't want to be on your list. Drop dead. We're the best show.